The following is a presentation of the Horizon Sports Network, a live stream, internet broadcasting affiliate of the Delhalla Horizon newspaper based in Salina, Tennessee.
This is Horizon Sports Network coverage of Clay County High School basketball with legendary former coaches Joe Sims and Thomas Watson, and your hosts, Daniel Strong and Thomas Weaver.
Tonight's broadcast is powered by Twin Lakes, keeping you connected with broadband, TV, security, and phone services.
And sponsored by Upton Hay Funeral Home, serving Clay County when they need it most since 1949.
By the Clay County Chamber of Commerce, dedicated to improving the quality of life here in Clay County.
By Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time.
By Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, serving you and your loved ones from our hearts.
By Jones Trucking, your hauling and equipment solution, tackling projects of any size.
By Macon Bank and Trust, celebrating over 100 years of banking.
By Delhalla One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around, right here in the heart of barbecue country.
And by Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
A field of 64 teams enters tonight's Class A regional quarterfinals, and only 32 will emerge in advance to Tuesday night's semifinals. This evening marks the real start of the boys' postseason. There are no redos or second chances. You either get it done tonight or you go to the locker room for the last time this year. Rob Edwards and his 24-3 Dogs have been considered one of the state's best teams all season long, and they've earned the right to the number one seed and home court advantage tonight here in Joe Sims Gym by capturing the conference tournament crown for the fifth straight year this past Tuesday night. Invading the heart of Bulldog Country this evening for a rematch of last year's region quarters are Carlton Battle and his 15-8 Knowledge Academy's Tigers, who bring their number four seed status and some high hopes into this elimination showdown. This is the Region 4A quarterfinals.
Welcome to the CarQuest pregame show here on the Horizon Sports Network, a weekly prelude to Bulldog basketball brought to you by H&H Auto Parts, your local, independently owned and operated CarQuest store, proudly serving our community.
H&H Auto Parts is the place to go for all of your automotive needs, and that's not all. They're now offering a wide array of construction equipment parts, including rubber tracks, undercarriage parts, cutting edges, bucket teeth, and much more.
Conveniently located at 611 Brown Street in Salina, their store is also stocked with a full range of marine, heavy-duty, and agricultural parts and accessories. Plus, they even make custom hydraulic hoses. So give H&H Auto Parts a call at 931-243-7278 for all of your parts needs.
Though CarQuest is the pregame title sponsor, others also help make each segment possible, including Subway, where owners Greg and Melissa Brandon invite Bulldog fans to come and enjoy their favorite sandwiches on the bypass in Salina, because fresh is what they do.
Eco Panels of Tennessee, build your dream home the better way with structural insulated panels engineered right here at home in Hermitage Springs.
Gone Country Cafe, serving country cooking at its finest on Salina's historic Courthouse Square. Have you gone country lately?
Ollie's Place, look for Tipsy standing tall in downtown Salina and stop in for a little taste of soul daily.
Ashlock and Strong Insurance, because everybody needs a strong insurance agent, and Mark's got Clay County fans covered.
Budget Pest Control, when Clay County wins, get 10% off a termite spray that week.
Poplar Grove Body Shop in Gainsborough, the next time you bend it, call little Robert and he'll mend it.
Farm Bureau and Salina Agency Manager Daniel Burton, Clay County turns to us for auto, life, and home insurance.
Salina Lumber Company, your local home improvement center, where there's so much more than a hardware store.
Clay County Farm Supply, offering building materials, hardware, farm supplies, electrical, lawn and garden, and more.
Cumberland Exteriors, folks you can trust to protect your home from the elements, with windows, doors, siding, roof metal, and more.
State Farm and local agent Andrew Locke, like a good neighbor, Andrew is there, offering auto, life, home, health, and more.
And TDS Disposal, serving all of your waste management needs and proud supporters of Clay County's athletes and cheerleaders.
Coming up, we will preview tonight's boys matchup with legendary Bulldog coach Thomas Watson and much more as we get ready for tip-off of Bulldog basketball, streaming live on the Horizon Sports Network.
Folks, this is the CarQuest pregame show and our third broadcast of the Bulldog postseason. We're here in Joe Sims Gym for the second straight night for a Saturday night fight on Rob Edwards Court. I'm Daniel Strong, and I'll describe the action as it unfolds. Joining us soon will be former head coach Thomas Watson. With me now is the man who would join the fracas down the floor for a possession or two if he could, Thomas Weaver.
Maybe on half court.
That's why I limited it to two possessions.
Okay. Appreciate that kind introduction, Daniel. Second night in a row, right here where we want to be, home in Joe Sims Gym. And we've got elimination playoff basketball again tonight. But unlike last night where it was no contest for the Lady Dogs, I think tonight we may see a little resistance from this Knowledge Academy's team.
Yeah, they're a strong squad, a winning 15-8 record on the year. Now, we played them in this game last year, beat them by about 40 points, but it was a slow, gradual process. Hopefully we can do the same tonight.
Looking forward to it. But we wouldn't be here for the first round of the Region 4A tournament without our sponsors here on the Horizon Sports Network. Folks, we say it every time we're on air, and we mean it. We appreciate those folks. We hope you we'll let them know that you do, too. And, of course, the Horizon Sports Network is an extension of the Dalhalla Horizon newspaper. So pick up a copy next week for coverage of tonight's game. Up next, as we do in each broadcast during the pregame show, we'll talk about what will be in the paper in our Dalhalla Horizon recap segment. So stay with us for much more of the CarQuest pregame show as we get ready for Clay County and Knowledge Academies here on the Horizon Sports Network.
In the toughest of times, you need people you can trust, and most of the time that means depending on people you know. Not only has Upton Hay Funeral Home been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949, but they continue to do so with people just like you, people who live and work right here at home. So when it comes time, rely on Jimmy Hay, Rob and Monica Weir, and their compassionate staff in your time of need. Choose Upton Hay Funeral Home, proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Twin Rivers healthcare facility, has an array of services provided for our residents. From rehabilitation to skilled nursing to long-term and dementia care, our caring staff is equipped to handle the needs of you and your loved ones. Through our model of care, it is our goal that you and your loved one will receive quality, compassionate care by well-trained professionals who serve you from their hearts. Nestled in the hills of Tennessee, we serve Southern Kentucky, as well as Macon, Jackson, and Overton counties in the Upper Cumberland. For more information about services offered, please call us at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at SalinaHealthAndRehab.com.
Are you looking to fix that washed-out driveway or maybe getting ready to tackle that bigger project you've had on the back burner? Either way, Jones Trucking is your solution, hauling gravel, dirt, sand, or lime while also offering dozer, backhoe, trackhoe, skid steer, and trenching services. Owners Barry and Debbie Jones can help you tackle jobs of any size. So quit putting it off and take the first step by calling Jones Trucking at 931-397-0130 today. Jones Trucking, your hauling and equipment solution, tackling projects of any size.
Welcome back to the CarQuest Free Game Show, where we normally go inside the pages of the newspaper with our Dalhalla Horizon recap segment. But with the paper not coming out until next week, we'll just summarize the Dogs' 59-39 district championship win over Piggy County Tuesday night. The Bobcats had nothing for Clay County in that one, as the Dogs went up by double digits at the end of the first quarter and honestly dominated throughout. Piggy County did get it back to 7 at one point in the second stanza, but that's as close as they would get after the Dogs closed out the first half on a 7-0 run to lead by 14 at the break. They then poured it on down the stretch as the Clay County defense, led by Jimmy Burchett, held the Bobcats to under 40 points, and the Dogs claimed their fifth straight conference crown with the 20-point win. Bryce Bailey led the way with 14. Keaton Arms had 12. Alec Kerr, 10. John Hamilton, Nate Adams, and Lance Burchett all had 6 apiece, and Jimmy Burchett also added 5 points. Daniel, total domination against Pecos County again.
Well, I started saying there's no team that we'd rather do it against than the Bobcats. But, you know, it's easy to rattle that stuff off 9 in 11 years, 5 straight. That stuff's hard to do. Huge congratulations to Coach Edwards and this year's squad of the Bulldogs keeping that strong tradition rolling.
Folks, get all the details, pictures, and more from that district title game in your Del Hall of Horizon this week. We'll be right back with more of the CarQuest pregame show as we get ready for Clay County versus Knowledge Academies here on the Horizon Sports Network.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulder, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Security systems are there to keep you safe. So why do you feel robbed paying high prices each month when it comes to your security monitoring bill? With Twin Lake Security, they keep security simple with plans starting as low as $24.99 per month. Visit them online at twinlakes.net to request a free security consultation for your home or business, or visit one of their 7 local offices to learn more. TN cert number C-0026.
The wait is over. You have better things to do with your time other than wait, especially when it comes to accessing your personal funds. With Card at Once from Bank of Salina, our friendly staff now has the ability to distribute fully functioning, personalized debit cards on site. No more waiting days for a card and a pen to be mailed to you. Open up an account today and walk out of our branch ready to use your money with your new debit card. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing member, member FDIC.
Welcome back to the CarQuest pregame show. Time now for the Budget Pest Control Boys Region 4A update. 4 quarterfinals going on tonight in Region 4 that pair the top 4 teams of District 7 and District 8 against one another. The number 1 seed out of District 7, Clay County, they're hosting here. The number 4 seed out of District 8, Knowledge Academies. District 8, number 2 seed, East Robertson, is hosting District 7, number 3 seed, Gordonsville. District 8, number 1 seed, is Joe Burns, is hosting District 7, number 4 seed, Red Bone Springs. And District 7, number 2 seed, Pickett County, is hosting District 8's number 3 seed, Trousdale County. Coach Watson, these quarterfinal games are contests that honestly could go either way. East Drop, Gordonsville, Joe Burns, Red Bowen, Pickett, Trousdale. It'd be hard to pick winners in those games.
Well, you know, this is the kind of thing, I think the first year that I coached, I know we went into the district tournament not any kind of favorite or anything, but then we wound up beating Red Bull and Springs who were supposedly a much better team than us, and we came out with a pretty good seed in the next round, and it just so happened that was your Woodbury was in there, and they were like ranked number 1 in the state in our area. But they got upset and wound up down in the same bracket with the number 3 team, which we wound up being here in this one. And we managed to beat them. You know, and that's happened to us the other way a couple of times.
Yeah.
When you get that upset, if number 1 gets upset, it kind of messes up all the strategy.
It does.
And, you know, it opens the door for people. And you've got to be real, real careful. You really don't know how good this team is we're playing tonight and how they actually got in fourth place.
That's exactly right. We'll talk about that in a minute, just on the final word. So 4 region quarters all tipping off here in a few minutes at 7 o'clock. We'll update you with scores as we have them through the night on those. That Region 4A tournament update's been brought to you by Budget Pest Control. They are winning the war on pests. We'll go ahead right now and roll right into the full coverage final word. Our last thoughts before tip-off brought to you by Ashong Strong Insurance. Thomas, this is a contest tonight, a rematch from last year's game, Knowledge Academies in Clay County. Many of the same guys are returning from both squads. There were no seniors on Knowledge Academies team last year. They have a couple this year. They've got a year older. Going to be a tough game tonight. They play a special brand of ball that we don't always see.
Yeah, I think you're right. You know, I think his Clay County team will be ready. Coach Edwards recognizes that this is a pretty tough matchup. I think if you look at District 8A, you kind of got to compare them to maybe District 7A girls. The top four teams, out of those top four, any of them can beat anybody, which means it's a pretty good league, Coach Watson.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's been that way for years, guys. I mean, there's always been terrible matches. East Robertson over the years was a thorn in our side for many, many years.
Yeah.
And, you know, when you get down to the region and you're playing, maybe, and even when you get to the semifinals of the region, and you've got the feeling that the way things have worked out, you're actually playing for a state title tonight. And we have done that a couple of times.
Coach, I know typically during this final word, you usually have the same piece of advice for the squad. Go out and play your game. Do what you do. Don't be dictated to by the other squad. So we know Coach Edwards and his veteran leadership. We got five seniors that start for this squad. Each night they take the floor, I guess it's more of the same. Do what you do and just stay the course, right?
Right. You know, and I'm sure that Coach Edwards, he has about five or six things that he really emphasizes and points out. And if you go out there every night and do the things that he has pointed out you need to do, you're going to come out on top of it.
Just that simple, folks, just like back when Coach Watson was coaching the Bulldogs. Listen to the coach, and you'll be in good shape. Folks, that has been the Full Coverage Final Word brought to you by Ashlock and Strong Insurance. Be sure to visit Mark and Salina today because everybody needs a strong insurance agent, and he's got Clay County covered. Fixing to play the national anthem here at Joe Sims Gym in front of this Region 4A matchup between Clay County and Knowledge Academies. We'll play a few ads and come right back.
When there are just seconds to go and our team is down by a single point, you can be sure the coach will call for a play best designed to secure that win. A play practiced time and time again. That experience and confidence can work in your financial life too. Macon Bank and Trust invite you to share your loan needs with us today, allowing us to put our experience and winning attitude to work for you. Talk with us today. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
Heat pumps are ideal in southern climates. In the winter, they draw warmth from the air to keep you warm. In the summer, they remove heat from the air to keep you cool. And they do it all in the most energy efficient way possible. Even better, when it's installed by a quality network contractor, you'll be eligible for low interest financing with no money down. Call Tri-County Electric for all the exciting details of our no money down, low cost financing, heat pump financing program. Tri-County Electric. Owned and operated by those we serve. Go Bulldogs!
Did you know full and part-time jobs paying up to $30 an hour with paid training provided are now available? Well, they are, and the Clay County Chamber of Commerce is here to help you get one with their new jobs program. Simply pick up one of their universal applications at the chamber or library, fill it out, return it, and they'll do the rest by sending your info to over 100 area employers. Now's the time to take advantage of this opportunity, so don't delay and let the Clay County Chamber of Commerce's new jobs program go to work for you today.
Back here live on the Horizon Sports Network, Region 4A quarterfinal action fixing to tip off. That means that it is time for the State Farm Boys starting lineups brought to you by local agent Andrew Locke. The Knowledge Academies Tigers out of Antioch, Tennessee. They are the number four seed out of District 8A. Their head coach, Carlton Battle, a 15-8 record on the year, 8-2 in conference play. So there you are, a strong 8-2 conference record during the regular season. A three-game losing streak, though, for the Tigers coming into tonight's contest. Starting for the Tigers, a junior number one, Kevin Sehasat. A sophomore, number two, Chris Avery. Senior, number three, Carson Badgett. Sophomore, number five, Sylvanius Cole. And a senior, number 55, Cameron Dixon. Knowledge Academy is the visiting team tonight. They wear their blue travel jerseys, orange numerals on them, trimmed in white. The home team, the Clay County Bulldogs, white home jerseys, black numerals, gold trim. Number one seed out of District 7A, head coach Rob Edwards. 23rd season overall, 526 wins to 201 losses, 24-3 record this season, 8-0 back during the regular season in conference play, a 15-game winning streak coming into tonight's contest. Starting for Clay County, five seniors, Number 3, Jimmy Burkett. Number 13, Keaton Arms. Number 15, Brass Bailey. Number 44, Alec Kerr. And double zero, John Hamilton. The State Farm Boys starting lineup has been brought to you by local agent Andrew Locke. Like your good neighbor, Andrew is there, offering you auto, life, home, health, and more. Clay County and Knowledge Academy is meeting probably the second time in their histories. They made in this contest 1 year ago right here in Joe Sims Gym. Final score, Clay County 89, Knowledge Academy 51. As I mentioned, though, that was a quarter-by-quarter battle. A big third quarter out of Clay County's what separated it at the half. It was still a close contest. Coach Edwards, 19 prior region quarterfinals, 17-2 record in this particular round of the postseason. It's time to get it on, guys. John Hamilton and Badgett going to step in, Thomas. Time for action.
Yeah, Hamilton and Badgett, pretty good matchup, looks like.
Certainly so. Hamilton controls the tip, and already a tussle for the ball. Arms comes up with it.
Yeah, we came up with it.
Keaton lets things clear out.
It's a big team out there tonight.
Yes, it is. I told Thomas earlier during the commercial, I think this is one of the best teams we've played. I think they're better than anybody in District 7. I think they're better than Gordonsville. Jimmy Burchett with it out top. Kicks over to Bryce Bailey. Bailey gives the arms. Keaton. Jump shot. Left elbow. Good.
Rolls it in. Good shot, Keaton.
Had that shooter's roll. A nice opening.
You know, Clay County coming out with some full court pressure here to kind of try to speed this one up. Interesting, the Tigers starting with a little bit of zone action there, leaving Keaton Arms at the free throw line. That's not a good idea.
No, they hadn't watched enough film because he'll kill them if they give him the opening there. Say Hassan drives inside. His jump shot no good. Rebound Bryce Bailey. 7:05 and ticking. First quarter, second possession here for Clay County. The first one yielded 2 points.
A little bit of an extended 2-3 is what we're seeing, Daniel.
They're going to try to do any trapping out top out of that, we think?
Maybe so.
Bailey with it, left wing. Works against Sahasa, gets to Burchett. Now Hamilton at the free throw line. Back to Bailey, three-pointer left wing. Yeah!
That's a good sign.
5-9, Clay County up early. Full court pressure, as Thomas talked about, being employed. Can the Tigers get across the timeline? A foul call against Keaton Arms. Very questionable.
A little over-anxious, maybe.
They don't ask us, though. They just call them. Very little contact there, but the first personal for Keaton Arms. And that's something you got to do each and every night, isn't it, Coach Watson? Learn the officials, learn
right.
What you can and can't do.
Right.
Tigers with the basketball. Running floater, no good. A foul call on the floor now against Jimmy Burchett. So quickly, Clay County, Thomas, going to have to adjust. That's 2 fouls on the floor, 1 on Arms, 1 on Jimmy, for things that we've done all season long with no penalty.
Yeah, a totally different crew we haven't seen this year, and they're not going to let you get a touch out on the floor. So
Tigers on the inbound. They work it in to Christian Dixon out top. He hands off to Avery. Avery works to the right, kicks over to Say Hassan. He works against Alec Kerr, uses a screen, kicks over to Badgett. Badgett, the leading scorer, I believe, for the squad. His jumper good.
That's a good shot.
He's probably the most well-rounded basketball player on their team. Here's a steal from the Tigers. Dixon comes up with it. Hands off to Avery. Avery, full head of steam, into the paint. He's going to score off the right side. 5-4, just like that. It's a one-point game.
Quick turnover.
Clay County struggling against this pressure. Now Jimmy Burchett across the timeline tries to go to Arms. That pass stolen by Badgett. Badgett going to go coast to coast. Decides to give off to Dixon. Ball knocked out of bounds by Kerr.
Good defense by Alex to save a bucket.
Yeah, it was. Nate Adams checking in for the first time tonight. Who's going to sit? It's Jimmy Burchett who goes to the bench.
Yeah, Coach Edwards not real happy the way this starting group handled that pressure right off, Daniel. We'll see them settle down here soon.
Sophomore Chris Avery with it out top. Head coach Carlton Battle up off the bench sends in his instructions to his sophomore point guard. Little motion play. Badgett, three-pointer right wing. Finds its mark. A beauty of a shot.
Yes, it was.
Knowledge Academy is looking strong.
Some early confidence in their shots.
5:15 and ticking. Here's another steal. Knowledge Academy's running all over the black, purple, and gold right now. The bucket, I believe, for Say Hassan, 9-5 the score. 5:09 mark, first quarter. Timeout taken by Coach Edwards, Clay County trailing.
Are you looking to fix that washed out driveway or maybe getting ready to tackle that bigger project you've had on the back burner? Either way, Jones Trucking is your solution, hauling gravel, dirt, sand, or lime while also offering dozer, backhoe, trackhoe, skid steer, and trenching services. Owners Barry and David Jones can help you tackle jobs of any size. So quit putting it off and take the first step by calling Jones Trucking at 931-397-0130 today. Jones Trucking, your hauling and equipment solution, tackling projects of any size.
Clay County Trails 10-5, Daniel, at this point. I thought it was 9.
That's what I had called, but the scoreboard has changed since then. 10-5 the score. Knowledge Academies have the Bulldogs doubled up, but it's very early. 4:55 and ticking. Hamilton with it, gives to Arms. Baseline jumper by Keaton. A little too short off the iron. Rebounded by Sehassat. He's into the front court to Dixon. Dixon, left side of the lane. Shot blocked by Bryce Bailey. Rebounded by Dixon. He steps out of bounds. Now this Clay County live coming to Clay County crowd, rather, coming live for the first time tonight. Whistles blow. The scores table being addressed. They're going to talk about the scoreboard, I think.
I think that's what they need to do, Daniel. 9-0 run for Knowledge Academies. We're looking at three buckets and a three. So that's 9 next time I check.
They are confirming.
Still confirming. I don't see how.
Bookkeeper for Clay County just confirmed the score. Now, Coach Walker and Coach Meadows on the bench disagreed, but the official book shows it. Tiger pressure is beat by the Bulldogs. Alec Kerr, jump shot, left elbow, in and out. No good. Rebound by Dixon. Christian Dixon, the big junior post player for the Tigers. Coach Knowledge Academy is looking strong.
Yes, they are. I don't see a weakness on the floor for them.
No, they are a complete basketball team. Good shooting guards, good size post. Halfway through this first quarter, they have a 10-5 lead. Badgett inside, his jumper good. Badgett looking really good so far. Carson Badgett, the senior, he played here last year. He has developed quite a bit. Hamilton, right block, power move, shot blocked by Dixon. Dixon gathers up the loose ball, comes the other way for the Tigers. Hands off to Badgett. Badgett sets up at right wing, kicks to Sehassat. He puts a move on Kerr. Kerr denies him access to the hoop, though. He gives off instead to big number 55, Cameron Dixon. I suppose him and Christian Dixon, probably brothers. And the senior, Cameron Dixon, going to the line to shoot free throws. Foul was called against who, Thomas?
Got Hamilton for that one. Didn't quite get position on the baseline. Should be underneath on the floor, I think. He's driving, yes.
Going to inbound from the baseline. Three team fouls now. Against Clay County, none. Against the Tigers.
Knowledge just the aggressor here
yep.
so far. Clay County a little shell-shocked. I think you're going to see them settle down. As Dixon takes it too, Keaton Arms.
These guys are scoring at will.
Kerr across the timeline. Clay County trying to answer. Kerr under pressure. Gives it off to Bailey. Bryce gives to Jimmy. Jimmy now with it. Back to Bryce. Bailey thinks about a three. Passes instead to the baseline to Adams. It goes out of bounds. And there's only a few fans who've made the trip up from Antioch. But, Thomas, they're pleased with what they're seeing. Tigers 14, Clay County 5.
Seven fans here.
3:17 mark of this first quarter.
Yeah, this is Knowledge's best shot. Clay County's getting it early here. Like I say, just got to settle down. We're looking at a 9-point ball game right here. Clay County hadn't scored since Bryce Bailey's three with about a minute to start this ball game.
Woo! Another bucket for the Tigers. Badgett to the hoop. Using that length, he's the longest player on the floor for either squad. Arms with it, right wing. Keaton gives off to Nate. Nate passes back to Jimmy. A turnover. Sehassat comes up with it. Jimmy Burchett called for the personal foul. That's his second. We're having difficulty at this point adjusting to the speed as Coach Edwards calls another timeout. Thomas, I'm like you, though. It's early. Weather this storm, play ball. 2:51 mark, first quarter. Tigers 16, Bulldogs 5. This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Home One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulder, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Home One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Just under 3 minutes to go here in the first quarter of the Region 4A boys quarterfinals, and Clay County's down by 11. It's 16-5 in favor of Knowledge Academies. Carson Badgett, number three for the Tigers, Daniel, already with nine.
Solid player. Big number zero, Antonio Clark, a senior, has checked in for the Tigers. On the floor for Clay County, Keaton Arms, Alec Kerr, Bryce Bailey, Nate Adams, and Jimmy Burchett. John Hamilton getting a breather at this moment in time. Coach, 240 and ticking. Tigers with a lead here. We just need to stay calm and keep playing ball.
Yes, but I don't know. You know, it looks like they're going to back it back out and make us come out a little bit on them.
Chris Avery with it, taking his time. Gives off to Badgett. Badgett now being defeated by Burchett. Burchett with a steal. Nate Adams gets the loose ball. Nate dishes off to Kurtz. Knocked out of bounds by Seha Sott. But Clay County will maintain possession. They'll be inbounding from their own baseline. Sophomore Lance Burchett checking in for the first time tonight. Thomas, you were talking earlier about aggressive play. Lance Burchett can match the aggression, no doubt, of the Tigers.
Yeah, I think so. And you're going to see that smaller lineup, I think, here against the Tigers. His arms on the inbounds play, but misses.
Had good defense, could not connect from left block. Rebound Tigers, Slay Assad to the other end. He scores high off the glass. 18-5 now. This run continues. Clay County has gone several minutes without points.
Yeah, 18 unanswered for Knowledge Academies right here after Clay County went up 5-0.
2-minute mark, first quarter. Keaton Arms out top, kicks the Burchett, lances 3-point left wing, no good. Rebound, Slay Assad. Slay Assad, full head of steam, dishes out to Badgett. Badgett collects it on the baseline, gets it back out to Avery, who runs the point. Clay County fans wanted a travel on Badgett. No whistles blew, though.
You see the Lance Burchett now guarding Badgett at this point, going on smaller against the leading scorer for the Tigers.
Freshman Davion Williams has also checked in for the Tigers. Three-pointer. Yes, a three-pointer taken and hit by Seha Sott. 21-5. I don't know that Clay County has trailed this much this early all year long. And here, they're into the front court. Kerr with it in the paint. 8-foot jumper blocked, but a foul call. Freshman Davion Williams called for the foul. Coach, that's the first against Knowledge.
Tell you what, you've got to be quick to get your shot off. I mean, you can't, no need to kind of fake these guys out. They're going to wait on you.
Yeah.
Go up quick and make them foul you, maybe.
Kerr at the free throw line. First one's away. Rattles in, rattles out.
Did everything but go down, didn't it?
Yeah, it did. It's halfway down in there. Hit the inner part of the cylinder multiple times, then popped out. Alec, a 50% free throw shooter on the year. It hit 20 of 40 coming into tonight. Minute 5 left in this first quarter. Alec hits the second one. Finally, the scoring drought is broken. 21-6. Clay County trailing by 15 here. 60 seconds left in the opening frame. Badgett with it across the timeline. Kicks over to Cole. Cole with it right wing. He fires long three. Keaton Arms swats it away. His outlet pass to Bailey. Here Clay County comes. Bailey left side of the lane. Layup no good. Rebound Badgett. Badgett across the timeline. Dishes off to Dixon. Big Cameron Dixon scores off the left side. And here's a full court pass. Arms to Bailey. Bailey going to try the layup again. Hits this one. What about that assist from Keaton Arms?
Yeah, good. The quarterback.
It was a quarterback throw standing on the baseline effortlessly threw it the full length of the court to Bailey who had beat the defense. Here's some pressure now out of Clay County. We know the Bulldogs are competitors, Thomas. They're fixing the battle back. I can feel it. 17.9 seconds in the quarter. Seha Sott loses it out of bounds. Tigers maintain possession, though. They'll inbound off to our right in front of the Clay County bench.
You've got to give the Tigers and Knowledge Academy credit right here. They haven't hardly missed to start this first quarter. The defense has got Clay County rattled, and they're scoring again.
Cameron Dixon adds another bucket. 10 seconds and ticking. Adams on the inbound. Nate under pressure gets to Arms. Down to 6 seconds. Lance Burchett right wing. Three-pointer at the buzzer. No good. Arms on a rebound and a putback before the buzzer sounds. It's no good either.
first. If it had gone in, it would have been good.
Yes, it would have. First quarter has ended. The Knowledge Academy Tigers, the 4 seed out of District 8, have come into Salina and won the first quarter 25-8.
Security systems are there to keep you safe. So why do you feel robbed paying high prices each month when it comes to your security monitoring bill? With Twin Lakes Security, they keep security simple with plans starting as low as $24.99 per month. Visit them online at twinlakes.net to request a free security consultation for your home or business, or visit one of their 7 local offices to learn more. TN cert number C-0026.
Welcome back to the Region 4A Boys Quarterfinals, where Clay County trails Knowledge Academy 8-25 with 8 minutes left here in the first half. And here's your dog scoring summary brought to you by Salina Lumber Company. For Clay County, just 8 points here in the first quarter. Keaton Arms has 2, Alec Kerr 1, Bryce Bailey has 5 for Clay County, leading the way for Knowledge Academy's Carson Badgett with 9, Ciasat has 7, and Dixon 6. This dog scoring summary has been brought to you by Salina Lumber, the getting place where if you need it, they've got it. Just down from the K-8 on Mitchell Street in Salina. Salina Lumber, your local home improvement center, where there's so much more than a hardware store, Daniel.
Coach, what's the answer here as the second starter?
No, we just hope that they don't continue, but look like they're going to. I mean, we've not seen this speed, quickness, and skill from anyone we've played all year, I don't think.
Junior Ari Anderson adds a bucket from right baseline, making it 27-8. On the floor for Clay County, Keaton Arms with it, drives the left side, kicks to Adams, takes it to the baseline, back to Keaton. They swing it to Bailey up top, three-pointer from Rice, no good. Rebound, the freshman for the Tigers, Davion Williams. He hands off to Sayasot. Sayasot going to slow it down. On the floor for Clay County, Lance Burgett, Alec Kerr, Nate Adams, Bryce Bailey, and Keaton Arms. Sayasot in the trap, passes out of it, stolen by Keaton Arms. Keaton with it, gives to Lance. Sophomore Lance Burchett kicks ahead to his classmate Nate Adams, and he scores. Good hookup between the first cousins there. 27-10. This Clay County crowd trying to breathe some life into the Bulldogs. Backcourt pressure here. Going to be a takeaway. Adams passes ahead to Lance Burchett. Burchett's layup, good. 27-12. And now the black, purple, and gold fans coming to their feet wanting to see this scoreboard change, Thomas.
Yeah, just a little momentum finally for Clay County. They're still down 15. Almost another turnover there. Instead, they stick Nate Adams with a foul. You cannot lay a hand on anybody out on the floor so far tonight, Daniel.
That's one thing that's hurting Clay County. We are a strong defensive team, and we're having to try to adjust in-game the way we play defense all year long.
Yeah, just not able to do it here out in the floor tonight, you know. But we see the heart of these Bulldogs coming through right here. They've cut it to 15, and we're just barely into this second quarter.
6:30 mark, 27-12 the score. Tigers with the basketball and the lead. Dixon inside. That's not Dixon. I'm sorry. That was Williams. His shot no good. Rebound Burchett. Jimmy with it. Crosses the timeline. Sets up it right wing. Gives to his brother Lance. Lance going to fire deep three. Ooh, no good. Rebound Harrison. With it. And look. They're going to call a foul against Knowledge. I thought they was going to get Hamilton for over the back, but they did not. Foul was called against Davion Williams.
Big possession for Clay County here. Need a bucket.
Bailey on the inbound. Gives to Lance Burchett in left corner. Lance dribbles out to the wing. Gives to his brother Jimmy. Back to Lance. Lance at left wing. Looks inside to Hamilton. Jimmy gets it instead. 8-foot floater. No good. Rebound Hamilton. John with it. Going to be fouled. John going to go to the line this time to shoot two. Credit John Hamilton with some big-time hustle.
Good hustle.
Playing like a senior who could be playing his last game on Rob Edwards Court if we don't come out on top and advance on here.
You see Coach Edwards mixing up the lineup, trying to find something that will work against this team. He's got the taller Hamilton in the post, giving Keaton Arms a break at this point. And the youngsters on the floor, kind of giving them a spark as Hamilton makes a big free throw.
27-13, one more free throw coming for John. 5:57 mark second quarter. Momentum has changed. Clay County still trailing. Hamilton misses the second free throw. Rebound Cameron Dixon. He hands
like
off
we found a little chink in them there for a few minutes, hopefully with our little high court trap here.
14-point difference, 27-13. Avery into the front court. His floater no good. A foul call. We'll have to wait and see the official signal. Bryce Bailey called for the personal. Now, one of these officials was here last night and officiated the girls' game.
Yeah,
this one
on the
far side.
Yeah.
The other two,
I've never seen before either.
I know the female ref. We've not had her this year, but have had her in the past.
Oh, yeah, she's in the association for a number of years.
Yeah. Now, I don't know this gentleman, but definitely a different crew collectively than we're used to having.
I don't think any of these officials have seen our team all year long.
No. No, not our boys. Chris Avery in the line. He missed his first free throw, hits his second. 15 points the lead for Knowledge Academy. And head coach Carlton Battle takes a 30-second timeout. 5:44 mark, second quarter. Knowledge 28, Clay 13.
When there are just seconds to go and our team is down by a single point, you can be sure the coach will call for a play best designed to secure that win. A play practiced time and time again. That experience and confidence can work in your financial life too. Macon Bank and Trust invites you to share your loan needs with us today, allowing us to put our experience and winning attitude to work for you. Talk with us today. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Welcome back to Salina for the Region 4A quarterfinals, where Clay County's trying to claw back in this one. Didn't think we'd have to say that this early, Daniel, but it's 28-13, Knowledge Academies. This is a really good Tiger team that's coming to Salina tonight.
Yes, it is. 15-8 on the season overall. They were 8-2 in District 8 conference play. They beat East Drive, the defending state champs. They beat Joe Burns, who was the District 8 champs. They have won some big games this year. Hamilton going to go back to the free throw line. Almost got it to fall.
Yeah, just bit of a got up and changed its mind.
Yeah, it did. I think it was partially blocked
by
a Tiger.
I think somebody got a finger on it.
On the floor for Clay County, Keaton Arms, Lance Burchett, Jimmy Burchett, John Hamilton, who's at line for two, and the fifth Bulldog, Nate Adams. Hamilton misses the first free throw. John on the season. I think he'd improved over last year from the free throw line, 54%. It hit 32 of 59 coming into tonight.
Got the second one.
Hits that second one. Makes it a 14-point game. In case you're just joining us, Clay County led 5-0. Then, Knowledge went on a huge run, I think 18-20 unanswered, to get a big lead that they've held on to. And as we see Badgett here to the hoop again, that's as good a baseline driving finish as we've seen all year, Coach.
Yeah. He didn't have very many inches to work with.
Now, I didn't see every game Clay County played this year, but the ones I have seen, Carson Badgett, the best basketball player that Clay County has played against.
Yeah, I have to agree with you.
Keaton Arms, a power move to the hoop. He's going to be fouled. Big Cameron Dixon called for the personal. Now the team fouls starting to even up, Coach.
Yeah,
Clay County with
yeah.
six, Knowledge with four. Keaton at the line now to shoot two.
We've seen Clay County get more aggressive here in the last few
minutes.
We're
showing a little more patience on the offensive end right now.
We are, but we're also aggressive driving to the hoop. Keaton Arms going up strong. John Hamilton with the rebounds and putbacks. That's how you get back in this one. You go out here, Clay County was shell-shocked in that first quarter. There's no doubt. Starting to gain a little traction here now.
Well, I maintain as Keaton Arms hits his first one and the second one, a 78% shooter on the year. Improves on that. I maintain, regardless of the score right now, which is 30-16, Clay a better team. They're a better coach team. They're going to win out as we go through the course of this game. Now, this Knowledge bunch, highly impressed with them. Their head coach, Carlton Battle, he's a veteran as well, just like Coach Edwards.
Yeah, Clay County going to the 1-3-1 here on the defensive end, Daniel, trying to make something happen.
4:30 and ticking, second quarter. 30-16 the score. Clay County trailing by 14. Sophomore point guard. Chris Avery with it, taking his time. Nate Adams steps out to defend. Pretty good close defense. Avery has to give it up to Badgett. Now it resets the count. Nate with the quickness to stay with Avery. Just a two-man game out top with the guards right now. Now they kick it over to Travis Campbell, a reserve who gets involved. He kicks back to Badgett, who goes to the corner to Avery. That three-pointer no good. Foul called on Dixon. I say tee him up for the reaction he had to the call. John Hamilton had the rebound, and he was fouled. Hamilton playing big, as we mentioned a few minutes ago.
And you see there, Knowledge Academy is, you know, with this 14-point lead, trying to take the air out of it right there. And who can blame them? You know, you can't claw back from a double-digit deficit if you can't score the basketball.
Jimmy Virgil with it. Works at the hoop off to our left. Bailey, baseline. Foul call, going to get Hamilton for an offensive foul away from the ball. I'm going to call it a cheap one. I don't think it deserved to be called.
Yeah. Maybe just trying to screen Bailey as he got the baseline right there. So moving screen, I think. Going to be 1-1 midway through this second quarter for Knowledge Academies.
3:46 mark, 30-16. Who knows? This one could come down to free throws. Clay County's already had several attempts. Keith
Maybe
Arnold.
Not.
Well, it's an offensive foul. Do you do that on offensive fouls?
No, but he signaled it.
Yeah. I didn't think he shot bonus, but I wasn't going to say anything. They changed their mind. No bonus on the offensive foul, right?
Yeah. Used to, if you were offensive foul was if you had the ball and foul, but that changed a few years ago with all the screening and stuff that goes on.
Tigers with the ball. Badgett left wing. Gives back to Avery out top, who hands off to Campbell. Campbell now in a trap. Gets it back to Avery. Good defense by Clay County. Avery into the paint. A steal. Jimmy Merchant with it. It's a foot race. Merchant against Badgett. He's to the hoop. A foul going to be called. Defensive foul called against Badgett. Credit Jimmy Merchant with a savvy move. He dipped the elbow, Thomas. It was actually Merchant who drew the contact through that nice veteran play.
Yeah, it was. And Burchett with the two-handed steal on the other end. Coast to coast with that one, Daniel. Just need to get the free throws to go.
Clay struggling at this point from the line. Hamilton's missed a few. Arms is 2 of 2. Jimmy Burchett misses his first attempt there. John Hamilton checking out for a breather. He's been playing really hard, Coach. Needs to come get a drink of water.
But you got a couple of fouls on me?
Got two.
Two, yeah. He's okay.
Jimmy Burchett hits the second free throw, make it a 13-point game. 30-17, 3:20 mark and ticking. The Knowledge Academy Tigers opened up so hot shooting the basketball. We knew it would have to calm down. So far it has a little. Got a halftime score in on the hotline here. 26-16, East Robertson leading that contest over Gordonsville. Thomas, what was the call on the floor? I missed it. Who got the foul call?
I think you put it on Nate Adams out there.
I take it you disagree with the call.
Well, there really wasn't anything to disagree with. I mean, it's a pretty good call. I know Nate was moving, but he was moving in line of the offensive player.
Avery in the line misses his free throw. The foul was on the floor, so misses the front end of the 1-1. Rebound Jimmy Burchett. 3:05 and kicking, second quarter. 13-point difference. Clay County trailing here in this elimination contest, Region 4A quarterfinals. Bailey with it out top, gives back to Jimmy Burchett. On the floor for Clay County, Burchett, Bailey, Adams, Arms, and Kerr. Jumper by Adams, too strong off the back of the iron, rebounded by Campbell. Campbell across the timeline. Defended by Kerr, in trouble. Tries to go to Dixon, steal, Keaton Arms. Arms with it, gives to Jimmy Burchett. Jimmy across the timeline, dribbles behind the back, head fake, throws it away.
Too big a hurry.
He was looking for Nate Adams, just couldn't connect.
The athleticism of Knowledge Academy is making Clay County do uncharacteristic things here in this first quarter or first half, Daniel. We've seen turnovers, we've seen several things, but the biggest thing, Knowledge Academy's playing lights out, shooting the ball.
Yeah, they are. Clay has shot to the hoop. Shot blocked by Bailey. Bryce with it. Comes across the timeline himself. Will he finish? Penetrates in. Circles back now. Gives off to Jimmy Burchett. Burchett to Arms. Keaton in left corner. Back to Jimmy out top. All five Bulldogs spread. Nobody in the paint. Now Keaton going to set up at left block. They swing to Bailey. Baseline jumper. Keaton Arms. 15-footer. Good. Keaton Arms is going to hit the majority of those. 150 and ticking. Second quarter, 11 points the difference. Closest Clay County's been in a while, 30-19. Bulldog Nation putting its heart and soul behind their heroes right now, starting to chant. This place is getting loud. Tigers with it. Badgett inside. Foul cut on the floor. Surprise, surprise. That'll be the 19th foul against Clay County. Kerr called for the personal. That is his first, though, Coach.
Yeah, we don't have – John's on the one with any kind of look in trouble, isn't he? He's got a couple. Anybody else got two, have they?
Adams with two.
Adams have
Jimmy
two.
Burgett with two.
So we got,
and John with two. Nobody with three, though.
Yeah.
Badgett at the line. Thomas, he misses the front end there of the 1-1. Rebound, Jimmy Burgett.
Yeah, could be the best place to put knowledge at this point. They've only made one
free
throw.
Foul shot, yeah.
How many have they hit any?
One.
Just one free throw. Knowledge is hit, Thomas said. I'm sure Coach Mattis, who keeps up with our stats, will tell Coach Edwards that. Lance Burchett with it. Swung it to Kerr. Alec couldn't hang on. The sure-handed Kerr, seldom do you see him miss a pass. Just went through his hands that time.
Yeah, it's not just Kerr. You know, it's every player on this Clay County team so far. It's uncharacteristic mistakes. You know, they've got a chance. They pulled within 11 here, but they've got a chance. His knowledge has kind of gone cold lately. And to have some opportunities to slice into this lead, just haven't been able to take advantage.
58 seconds and ticking. Sehasok with it. Drives to the free throw line. Dishes off to Dixon. His shot no good. Rebound Arms.
You get the stop. You need the bucket.
Yeah,
on the other end.
We need to score this time.
45 seconds and ticking. Coach
Edwards.
Get it
down to single digits.
Sends in the set play. Lance Burchett with it out top. Gives the brother Jimmy. The brother's going to dish it back and forth. Let time tick away here.
Yeah, I think Coach Edwards is satisfied to try to get it into single digits and get into the break, Daniel.
Regroup a little bit. 25 seconds and ticking. Jimmy and Lance still dished it off. Kerr sets up at right wing. Bailey at left. Keaton Arms at left block. Lance Burchett out top. 15 seconds. Gives to Jimmy. Jimmy into the paint. Call for the travel. Just uncharacteristic things. Clay County, their own worst enemy here in the second quarter.
They have been, Daniel. There's nothing else you can say about it.
The Tigers, give them credit. First quarter was theirs.
Exactly.
They played lights out. Second quarter, the Tigers have not had a good quarter. But Clay County hadn't either, and it's all self-inflicted wounds.
Yes, it is.
10 seconds and ticking. Knowledge with a chance here to get a bucket before the buzzer sounds. Badger with it. He's harassed, and a whistle blows. The Clay County fans wanted a clean steal. Alec Kerr had taken it away. But the senior guard going to be called for his second personal. This Clay County crowd starting to get hostile. Coming.
Yeah, they are.
3.3 seconds left in this second quarter as Badgett's at the line. He missed his last free throw. Knowledge has an 11-point lead, 30-19. Badgett misses that free throw. Sehasok flew in for the rebound. Thought he was going to put it back up, but we're shooting two, not one. Second one's away by Badgett. No good. Rebound Bailey. Back with time for a desperation three. 1 second on the clock. Here's the heave. No good. First half ends. Clay County trailing here in the Region 4A quarterfinal. Bulldogs 19. The Knowledge Academy Tigers 30 at the break.
Welcome to the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show here on the Horizon Sports Network. A detailed mid-game recap of Bulldog basketball from tonight's first half.
Conveniently located just down the road from Salina on Highway 56 in Gainesboro, Poplar Grove Body Shop has been locally owned and family operated by Robert Chaffin for over two decades and offers the area's best turnaround on collision repairs.
Clay County fans, remember this number, 931-268-9591. Because the next time you bend it, call little Robert and he'll mend it.
Stay tuned for first half stats from analyst Thomas Weaver, a midway discussion between play-by-play announcer Daniel Strong and legendary Bulldog coach Thomas Watson, and much more on the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show, all coming up after a word from our sponsors here on the Horizon Sports Network.
With Twin Lakes Future Proof Fiber Network, experience the gig difference. With up to 1,000 megabits per second, everything's different. Connect as many devices as you'd like and stream videos without buffering. Music and photos fly. Gaming gets real and nobody's left hanging. That's the gig difference with Twin Lakes. Call or visit us online at twinlakes.net to get your gig today. Some restrictions apply. Speeds not available in all areas.
The wait is over. You have better things to do with your time other than wait, especially when it comes to accessing your personal funds. With Card at Once from Bank of Salina, our friendly staff now has the ability to distribute fully functioning, personalized debit cards on site. No more waiting days for a card and a pen to be mailed to you. Open up an account today and walk out of our branch ready to use your money with your new debit card. Bank of Salina. Serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing member, member FDIC.
Winter can get mighty cold around here, but one thing can heat up a winter's night. High school basketball. Macon Bank and Trust is proud to support area student-athletes on the court during a fast break and excelling in the classroom as well. We'll be in the stands tonight or joining you for this radio broadcast. Best wishes for a great season. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
Clay County, Tennessee is a great place to live. Working together, we can make it even better. If you want to be a part of this effort, the Clay County 3-Star Program is always looking for volunteers. If you have the desire and a few hours a month, please get involved with our community and the 3-Star Program. Come by or call the Chamber of Commerce at 931-243-3338. We'll find a way that you can contribute. This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Hall One Stop Barbecue. With their famous sliced pork shoulder, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Welcome to the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show, where Clay County trails Knowledge Academy's 30-19 here at the break in the Region 4A Boys Quarterfinals. And it's time for Gone Country Cafe to serve up your first half breakdown. Clay County scored the first 5 points of this ballgame, and then Knowledge Academy ripped off a 21-0 run and then finished out the quarter, outscoring Clay County 25-8. In the first quarter to go up by 17 points. They then got the lead all the way to 19 early in the second before Clay County finally found some life and outscored the Tigers 11-5 in the second quarter to narrow it to 11 here at halftime. It's 30-19, Knowledge Academy's leading Clay County. For Knowledge Academy's, it's Carson Badgett. He's got 12 first half points. He scored 9 of those in the first quarter. Cameron Dixon has 6. Chris Avery has 3. And Kevin Ciasat has 7. For Clay County, Nate Adams and Lance Burchett, both 2 points apiece. John Hamilton has 2. Jimmy Burchett, 1. Bryce Bailey, 5. Alec Kerr, 1. And Keaton Arns has 6 for Clay County. Again, the Bulldogs trail the Tigers 19-30. Here at the break in the Region 4A Boys Quarterfinals. This first half breakdown has been brought to you by Gone Country Cafe on the Courthouse Square in Salina, serving country cooking at its finest with breakfast all day, lunch till 2 p.m., and catfish on Friday nights. Have you gone country lately?
If you haven't yet done so, now's the time to sign up for levelized billing at Tri-County Electric. Levelized billing is free, and it averages those larger winter and summer bills with the rest of the year to produce a much lower monthly bill. Best of all, since the average is always current, there is no pay-up month. Levelized billing is for everyone. If you live on a fixed income, or if you are simply trying to better control your family's budget, call Tri-County Electric or come by the office. Ask us about levelized billing and how it can benefit you and your family. Tri-County Electric. Owned and operated by those we serve.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Twin Rivers healthcare facility, has an array of services provided for our residents. From rehabilitation to skilled nursing to long-term and dementia care, our caring staff is equipped to handle the needs of you and your loved ones. Through our model of care, it is our goal that you and your loved one will receive quality, compassionate care by well-trained professionals who serve you from their hearts. Nestled in the hills of Tennessee, we serve Southern Kentucky, as well as Macon, Jackson, and Overton counties in the Upper Cumberland. For more information about services offered, please call us at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at SalinaHealthAndRehab.com.
In the toughest of times, you need people you can trust, and most of the time that means depending on people you know. Not only has Upton Hay Funeral Home been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949, but they continue to do so with people just like you, people who live and work right here at home. So when it comes time, rely on Jimmy Hay, Rob and Monica Weir, and their compassionate staff in your time of need. Choose Upton Hay Funeral Home, proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
Are you looking to fix that washed out driveway or maybe getting ready to tackle that bigger project you've had on the back burner? Either way, Jones Trucking is your solution. Hauling gravel, dirt, sand, or lime while also offering dozer, backhoe, trackhoe, skid steer, and trenching services. Owners Barry and Debbie Jones can help you tackle jobs of any size. So quit putting it off and take the first step by calling Jones Trucking at 931-397-0130 today. Jones Trucking, your hauling and equipment solution, tackling projects of any size.
Back here live on the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show. Clay County trailing by 11, 30-19. Here at the break in this elimination contest, Region 4A quarterfinal. Time now for the Subway Trivia Challenge. Brought to you by local owners Greg and Melissa Brannon. Who invite Bulldog fans to come and enjoy their favorite sandwiches because fresh is what they do. The winner will receive through the mail a Horizon Sports Network sticker and a certificate for a free 6-inch Subway sandwich of their choosing at the Salina Subway location. Please text your answers to the Horizon Sports Network hotline at 931-397-9004. Remember to include your name along with your answer. Here is tonight's trivia challenge question. In 2003, head coach Rob Edwards recorded his first career win in an elimination game when his Bulldogs edged out Westmoreland by 1 point in the region quarterfinals, 53-52, which propelled the Dogs all the way to the first of 15 sub-state appearances to date under Coach Edwards. In that win over Westmoreland, one player recorded 20 points and another player recorded 7 assists. Name those two Bulldogs. Going to read that one more time. You thought that was a tough one, huh, Thomas? In 2003, head coach Rob Edwards recorded his first career win in an elimination game when his Bulldogs edged out Westmoreland by 1 point in the region quarterfinals, 53-52, which propelled the Dogs all the way to the first of 15 sub-state appearances to date under Coach Edwards. In that win over Westmoreland, what Bulldog recorded 20 points and what other Bulldog recorded 7 assists? Name those two Bulldogs. We have our first guest coming in from listener Carly Webb. She says Chad Watson and Chase Stevens. Chad was a senior. Chase was a junior. One of those two is correct. I won't say which one. I won't say which was the points or the assists. But one of those two is correct. Coach Watson, we knew what we were getting into coming into this. We knew that Knowledge was a highly athletic team, a team that has won some big games this year and would not be deterred by this hostile environment they're playing in tonight. So far, it's been tough.
You know, they're not a real good, I guess, skills team. I mean, if you run up down the floor with them, they'll run you down. But if they have to come down and play half-court defense, they're really not good ball handlers with pressure. We've pressured them at center court and got them to turn over a few times. And they've had tough luck trying to hit, you know, some of the short jumpers.
Yeah. Libby Morrison's in a guess. She says Chad Watson and Tony Morse. Neither of those are correct. Of course, Tony, I believe, a senior on that squad. Tony, Libby's brother. Another guest coming in. Chad Watson and Eric Stafford. That one coming from Carly Webb. One of those two is correct. I won't say which one once again. Melissa White says Chase Stevens and Dusty Adams. One of those two is correct. Action already. This third quarter starting quickly. Thomas, you keep an eye on the floor. Oh, we've got a correct answer here. Listener Carly Webb has come up with the right combination. She says Chase Stevens, and Eric Stafford. Just on the heels of her response, Libby Morris finally connects with the right duo as well, and another listener as well. It was Chase Stevens who scored 20 points, and Eric Stafford who had 7 assists in Coach Edwards' first elimination game win all the way back in 2003. We appreciate all of you listeners chiming in with those responses. But it was Carly Webb tonight who edged everybody out.
Eric had a good win today, folks. His Duke Junior Pro team won the Jackson County Championship today. He and Trent Bowles coaching little team down there at Youngsters.
Good deal.
And they won their championship, so he's a winner again today.
Congratulations to them for sure. So Carly needs to watch the mail for her free sub certificate and her Horizon Sports Network sticker, courtesy of Subway and local owners Greg and Melissa Brannon, whose sandwich artists are ready to take your order in person, online, or in the Subway app every day until 9 p.m. Eat fresh and refresh at Subway on the bypass in Salina. Thomas, update us about the floor. What's been going on these first 20 seconds?
Two free throws from Knowledge and a steal in a bucket. It's 34-19, Daniel.
Clay County, typically a good third-quarter squad. We're going to need a good one here. Badgett called for the foul as he ran into Jimmy Burchett. 15 points advantage for the Tigers, 34-19.
And
five of these Clay County seniors here tonight, potentially playing for the last time on Rob Edwards Court. Even if they did come back and win tonight, you've got to be region champs to be back at home again in the sub-state. They got to worry about this one first, though. Trailing by 15. Clay County on the inbound. Keaton Arms in the backcourt. Bounce pass ahead to Kerr. Kerr with it in the front court. Picks up the dribble. Gives to Jimmy. The teams have switched into the four. Clay County shoots at the hoop to our right during the second half of play. Knowledge the hoop to our left. Arms on the inside. Going to be fouled. Cameron Dixon, I think, called for the foul. If so, no, it's going to be number two. Chris Avery called for the personal. His second.
We're going to stay in this extended 2-3, arms at the free throw line all day long, Daniel. We never got settled down enough to take advantage of that in the first half. Arms caught it there. He got fouled. Let's see if we can do it again on this next set.
Burchett on the inbound from the baseline. Works into Kerr. Kerr, jump shot, right side, no good. Got his own rebound. Alec with it, gives to Keaton. Keaton, power dribble to the hoop. Got a score.
Yeah.
High bank shot off the glass. A beauty. Keaton Arms, the District 7A MVP. We need him to take this game over. 7 minute mark, third quarter. 34-21. Knowledge up by 13. Avery with the ball. Right across the timeline. Gives to Seha Sott, who works against Burchett and Kerr. Now Badgett in the corner. Cross court to Avery. Three pointer. No good. Rebound Hamilton. Now we need more points. Need to dig back in here.
Now, every stop you get, got to have a bucket. And it starts, like you said, at the point with Keaton Arms.
Hamilton, baseline move to the hoop. The score! And the roll foul! Big John Hamilton with the play of his career, perhaps, here. That was no standard
great
bucket.
Great job by John.
Big John Hamilton, power dribble, got underneath, let the defense clear, the first man anyway, hit the shot and was fouled by another. He's at the line.
And got the three-point play.
Certainly did. And just like that, it's a 10-point game, 34-24, and Bulldog Country is at its feet here. 6:25 and ticking third quarter. The Tigers hopefully fixing to feel the full wrath of the Dogs. Cameron Dixon inside. Should have been a charge, but they call a defensive foul. Hamilton going to pick up his third, and now the Clay County faithful realize the call that was made, and they voiced their opinions.
A referee on the baseline standing right there looking at it. Topside official has to call it. Dixon going to the line.
That's John's third personal. Cameron Dixon, the senior post player at the line for the Tigers, misses the shot. Hamilton the rebound, gets to Bailey. Bailey gives to Burgett. Jimmy back to Bryce. They're going to pass back and forth to get it across the timeline. Into the front court. Arms at the free throw line. Gives to Burchett. Burchett a head fake. Gives to Kerr. Alec with it. Gives to Bryce at right wing. Arms there at the free throw line. Now he has it. Jump shot by Keaton. In. No. It's rebounded. Put back by Bailey.
Good job, Bailey.
Bryce Bailey cleaning up the rebound and getting the bucket.
Back to 10.
36-26. 5:45 and ticking third quarter. Coach Edwards is on his feet. The Clay County faithful on theirs. Dixon inside. He answers. Tigers back up by two. Cameron Dixon, the bucket. Kerr with it. Passes to Bailey. Bailey loses the handle. There's a scrum for the ball. Whistles blow. Jump ball call. Possession arrow going to be in favor of Novage. And now, frivolous activity that I didn't see. Did you see it, Thomas?
Dixon just coming out, kind of doing some bunny hops after the fact. Well, we've seen him get frustrated a time or two already, Daniel.
Well,
Lake County's just got to keep their cool.
I don't know that he's ran into a duo post like Arms and Hamilton. They could frustrate anybody. A turnover for the Tigers. It's coming back the black, purple, and gold way. Perhaps, Coach, Novich is the one starting to set the stress.
Yes, they are. They're kind of panicking a little bit right now.
They still lead by 12, though. Clay County trailing. 5:15 mark, third quarter. Keaton Arms in the backcourt. Gets to Burchett. Now Keaton across the timeline to Alec. Alec to the hoop. Shots up. No good. Rebound, Dixon. Dixon to St. Hassan. He's ahead to Badgett. Badgett against Arms. Keaton pulls up. Pretty smart there by Keaton. Didn't get the personal. Badgett got the bucket. A steal on the inbound, though. And it's going to be Chris Avery going to the line to shoot two as Brass Bailey's called for the foul.
They've got us rushing a little bit again.
Yeah, Clay County having to play quicker than they have perhaps all year. I don't know. I didn't see the Christmas tournament games. But a very fast-paced team are the Tigers.
The bucket good?
I didn't think so, Thomas. No, he's shooting two here. So you show 38-26 rather than 40-26?
I don't know. Could have missed some.
First free throw was no good by Avery. Second one's away. Good. Back to a 15-point lead for the Tigers. Using some full court pressure here. Clay County's going to beat it this time. Bailey, 8-foot jumper in the paint. Good.
Good shot.
A good pure jump shot.
That's one of the better shots in the game.
4:40 mark, third quarter. 41-28. Knowledge with the ball. Badgett, left wing. Dribbles, loses the handle. Regathers, gets to Dixon. He misses his shot from left block. Whistles blow. Fouls against Clay County. Very touchy game here. No, the foul was against the Tigers, Christian Dixon, his third personal.
If it's against them, how? Okay, thank you. They're about to give it to Knowledge.
There you go. We don't got no number 11 on our team this
we
year.
We do not. Keaton Arms going to inbound from the Tiger baseline. Works it into Bailey. What kind of pressure is this, Thomas? 2-2-1.
It is 2-2-1, but they're doing a great job at it.
Kerr beats it, gets to the hoop, misses his shot. Rebound. Davion Williams for Novich. Badgett with it in the front court. Dishes across to Sehistan at left wing. He's defended by Arms. Goes baseline, reverse layup, good. They say a foul on the floor, no, a timeout taken.
Good job, Coach.
Yeah. Carlton Battle called a timeout prior to Sehistan's bucket. 4:06 mark, third quarter. 13 points the difference. Novich 41, Clay 28.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulder, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
For the better part of a century, one local business has been there for the people of Clay County when they need it most. Upton Hay Funeral Home of Salina has been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949. Many things have changed over the years, but one thing that has not changed is their continuing commitment of service to the families in Clay and surrounding counties. Upton Hay Funeral Home and its owners, Jimmy Hay and Rob and Monica Weir, are proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
Mid-third quarter, 4:06 mark. Knowledge with the basketball coming out of this timeout. 41-28, 13-point lead for the Tigers. They're working into Dixon. Turnover. John Hamilton there with good defense. Dixon couldn't hang on to the pass. Clay County with a chance to cut into this 13-point lead for the Tigers here. They work it in. Merchant in the backcourt. Gives the arms. Keaton bounce pass across to Kerr. Now Burchett. Now Hamilton left block. Knocked out of bounds by Knowledge. Clay County inbounds from beneath their own hoop.
A little adjustment from Coach Edwards there. Brought everyone up to try to break the press right there, including John Hamilton, and it worked.
Keaton arms on the inbound. Going to be foul. Cameron Dixon picks up the personal. Keaton going to go to the line to shoot two. Big Antonio Clark coming back to the line. Cameron Dixon and Antonio Clark, two of the biggest players we've seen all year in terms of sheer girth. Good-sized guys. They'd make good football players.
No doubt. And they're very fleet of foot. Dixon is good as a post player as we've seen.
No doubt. I saw some film on this bunch this week. And, of course, they have improved greatly since last year when we beat them 89-50. Of course, in last year's game, Grant Strong had 36 points, Jeff Spivey 18. So over 40 points between those two that have graduated and moved on. Arms hits both of those free throws. 11 points the difference, Coach. Now's
yeah,
the time.
Yeah, we just got to, you know, keep that from him. Be careful.
Tigers with it. Dixon inside. Gets the hoop, scores. Dixon answers each time. It seems like we get close to single digits. Full court pass to Hamilton. His shot in the front court. No good. Gonna miss it there. Badgett comes up with a rebound. Coach Edwards wanted a foul. No whistles blew, though. Tigers back with the basketball. Badgett right wing. Inside to the big senior Williams. And now an offensive foul call. John Hamilton gonna get his feet set. Draw a contact. And
you,
I think
you can't cut baseline on a man with his foot on the line down there.
That's right.
There ain't no place to go except over him.
Cameron Dixon going to have to check out perhaps due to a lot of personal fouls, maybe just two on him. Coach Edwards taking a timeout, 3:16 mark. I think Coach feels this is a pivotal moment in the game. His team trails by 13 late in the third quarter.
When there are just seconds to go, and our team is down by a single point, you can be sure the coach will call for a play best designed to secure that win. A play practiced time and time again. That experience and confidence can work in your financial life, too. Macon Bank and Trust invites you to share your loan needs with us today, allowing us to put our experience and winning attitude to work for you. Talk with us today. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
Clay County, Tennessee is a great place to live and a great place to retire. If you're a native of Clay County nearing retirement age, we hope you'll consider coming back home. The cost of living is very reasonable, and there's absolutely no better place to get away from it all. Tell your friends about us, and we urge you to visit delhollalake.org or call the Clay County Chamber of Commerce at 931-243-3338 for more details.
Clay with it. Bailey in left corner. Passes out to Burchett. Jimmy with it out top. Clay County looking for a bucket coming out of this timeout. 3:05 mark, third quarter. 43-30, Knowledge leads. Winner goes on, loser goes home in this one. Adams, jump shot, no good. Alec Kerr down there rooting like a hawk. Boxed out. Big Cameron Dixon, he's given up right at 100 pounds to him probably. Got position on him, though. Dixon called for the over-the-back foul, and we see Alec Kerr going to the line to shoot the front end of a 1-1. 18 foul of the second half against Knowledge. Kerr hits the free throw, earns the right to shoot the second. Think you're muted still, Coach.
Before they hear me, I might say something real smart here before this is over with.
Cameron Dixon with three personals. Kerr hits both of those. 11 points the difference, 43-32. Clay County with three team fouls. Knowledge with eight here in the second half. Free throws are going to be big. Badgett to the hoop. He scores.
That Euro step.
Yes, it was. Badgett around a 6'5" player, I would say, and uses his body well. Kerr fakes baseline, loses the handle, goes out of bounds.
Off his foot. Too big a hurry. Take a little more time.
Going to be a turnover here. And, Thomas, that's kind of been the story of the night. Each time Clay gets poised to cut it back to single digits, we end up with a turnover or some unfortunate event. Here's a steal. Jimmy Merchant with it on the inbound. Dishes off to Kerr. Alley back to Jimmy. Jimmy a wrap block. Shots up. Good.
Right in.
45-34. 11 points the difference. We really need to get this thing down to single digits. Thomas, you wanted it no more than an 8-point difference going into the fourth, right?
Yeah, I think that would be big for Clay County, but you can't get it like that. You can't get stops.
Tigers with an offensive rebound. Three shots at this
end. Yeah, can't let that happen.
Say Hassad adds the bucket after big senior Antonio Clark missed two from point blank range. Beatty, three-pointer, left wing. Yeah! All right. Second three-pointer of the night for Bryce Bailey. And it's a 10-point game. That's only the second three of the night for any Bulldog. Bailey with both of them. Loud as this gym's been. Cameron Swift to the hoop. Foul called on Keaton Arms. Keaton a little late getting there. They get him for the body contact.
Set up a little bit high.
Only the second personal, I think, against Keaton.
It says three on the board.
I think they'll change it.
Okay.
Hopefully.
Yeah. Carry over from the last guy.
So we've got Dixon at the line trying to complete a three-point play that would put the Tigers back in front by 13. Cameron Dixon misses the free throw. Rebound Keaton Arms. Minute and a half left in the third. 49-37. Clay County, after falling behind early in this one, his trail throughout after leading early 5-9. Bailey with it. Three-pointer. Left corner. Yes! Bryce Bailey bringing myself and everybody else in Joe Sims Gym to their feet. Clay County refusing to go away. It's a 9-point game. Single digits for the first time in a long time. Sayers out with it. Top of the key. 1 minute left in the third. Everybody in this place wanting to see a stop. Keaton Arms going to be called for another foul.
Yeah, he got under Keaton's arms and went up.
He did. It wasn't necessarily anything Keaton did wrong.
It's hard to fault him. He got under his arms.
Cameron Dixon back at the line. Three personals now for Keaton Arms. 54 seconds left in the third. Dixon misses the free throw, Thomas.
Yeah, again, the knowledge hasn't been great at the free throw line. As good as they've been around the basket, you know, they're shooting a big high percentage, there's no doubt, in this contest. Free throws have been a killer for them. Only made two this quarter.
49-40. Second free throws away. It's good. 10 points the difference. 50-40. 54 seconds left in the third. Clay with the basketball. Bryce Bailey in the backcourt. Passes the head to Jimmy Burchett. Burchett to Nate Adams. Adams at right wing. Back to Jimmy. Jimmy to Hamilton. John waits for the defender.
Oh.
And he scores. Get in the bucket. Say you saw it. Maybe shaking up on the play. I hope he's all right. But John Hamilton with his second and one of the quarter. I hate to see Say Hassan shaking up on the floor. Certainly hope that young man's okay. Now, John did a good job. He got the ball. Say Hassan came flying in high. John waited. Say Hassan's hip hit around John's shoulder, and he kind of flipped and landed almost on his head on
the
floor.
He was well up in the air.
One of those dangerous type plays. Great job by Hamilton with the pump fake, and hopefully gets the finish here, the end one attempt. But you're right. When you get up in the air like that, it's a dangerous place to be.
He does come to the bench under his own power. So fortunately, he's okay. 42.4 seconds left in the third. John Hamilton at the line trying to complete the three-point play the old-fashioned way. Clay County closer than they've been since early in the first quarter. 8 points the difference, 50-42. Hamilton could cut it to seven. Releases the free throw.
Got it.
It is good. 7 points the difference. 40 seconds and ticking. A foul called on Lance Burchett for looking too hard at Chris Avery.
Well, they've been consistent with it, Daniel. Out in the floor, if you get a body or any reach whatsoever, you can't follow with a hand tonight here at Joe Sims Gym, or you're going to get that call.
Now it's going to inbound again. That's the 16th foul against Clay. Another one will put Knowledge in the bonus. Badgett into the front court. He travels. He put on the brakes. He really didn't take an extra step. His sneaker slid about 6 inches. That's what costed him the travel. We'll take
right,
it over.
Absolutely.
Credit the defense. Of
an unusual call for this type of ball we're playing these days.
Yeah.
But a good one for us.
Defense of Lance Burchett and Nate Adams running that one down, Daniel, to create that turnover as Adams tries to trigger it in.
Clay County with it, working against pressure in the backcourt. Adams passes out of a trap to Lance Burchett. Lance gets it across to his brother Jimmy. Jimmy in the front court, works the left side of the lane, spins into the paint. Shot up, no good. Rebound Cameron Dixon. 20 seconds left in the third. Knowledge with the ball. Sega Sott has checked back into the game after being shaken up. He's defended by Lance Burchett. Down to 10 seconds in the quarter. Avery with the right wing. Kicks to Badgett. Badgett inside. A foul going to be called. Going to be a 1-1. John Hamilton called for the foul, and I don't... I'm going to stick to...
Yeah.
My usual statement, I'm just glad we have officials here so we can play. I'm going to stick to that.
Yeah, it's been one of those nights.
6 seconds left in the quarter. 50-43 the score. Clay trailing by seven. Badgett in the line to shoot the front end of a 1-1. Misses it. Rebound Bailey. 5 seconds. Bass puts it to the floor. Crosses the timeline. Gets the Kerr. Kerr at the buzzer. The shot blocked out of bounds. 0.5 of a second left. Coach, is that even time for a tip in?
That you know, you gotta do it while you're in the air.
Okay. Lance Burchett gonna inbound from beneath the Clay County hoop on the baseline. Oh!
Had it.
It was executed well.
Yes.
Passed it in to Nate Adams. Nate couldn't get the tip to go though. At the end of three, it's Knowledge Academy's 50. Clay County 43. The Dogs got a 5 from behind in the fourth.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Twin Rivers healthcare facility, has an array of services provided for our residents. From rehabilitation to skilled nursing to long-term and dementia care, our caring staff is equipped to handle the needs of you and your loved ones. Through our model of care, it is our goal that you and your loved one will receive quality, compassionate care by well-trained professionals who serve you from their hearts. Nestled in the hills of Tennessee, we serve southern Kentucky, as well as Macon, Jackson, and Overton counties in the Upper Cumberland. For more information about services offered, please call us at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at SalinaHealthAndRehab.com.
Welcome back to the Region 4A Boys Quarterfinals, where Clay County still trails Knowledge Academy. But it's 50-43. They're just down by 7 with 8 minutes left here in this ball game. Here's your dog scoring summary, brought to you by Clay County Farm Supply. For Clay County, they're being led by Keaton Arms 10, and Bryce Bailey has 15, as Clay County has a chance here headed into the fourth quarter. This dog scoring summary has been brought to you by Clay County Farm Supply, offering building materials, hardware, farm supplies, electrical, plumbing, lawn and garden, and more. Stop in to see all they have to offer across from the post office in Salina today, Daniel.
8 minutes left to settle it here in Joe Sims' gym.
Big possession to begin the ball game.
Somebody is moving on to Tuesday night's region semifinals, a 7:30 tip down at Jackson County High School. Somebody's season is going to end after this fourth and final quarter. Clay County trailing by 7, 50-43. Coach, we do have possession of the ball.
Yes, we do.
A bucket here would be big.
Yes, it would. Great momentum.
And you know how you get it. Actually, we've gone to a 1-3-1. They brought Dixon up to guard Arms a little closer to the free throw line.
On the floor for Clay County, the Burchett brothers, Keaton Arms, Bryce Bailey, and Nate Adams. Bailey with it, baseline, gives to Adams. No, it never got to him. Stolen by the Tigers. Say a shot with it. Gives the Badgett in the Tiger front court. Nice
move
by him.
Move.
And a score.
That was some quickness.
That's a college-type basketball move right there by Badgett.
Yeah.
Yeah, it, you know, Badgett, like you said, probably the best player we've seen on any floor.
Without a doubt.
Got the timeout before we lost possession on the 10-second call.
Timeout taken, 7:27 mark of the fourth quarter. It's going to be a full timeout. We'll play 1-2 ads. Clay County trailing by 9 here in the fourth quarter.
Are you looking to fix that washed out driveway or maybe getting ready to tackle that bigger project you've had on the back burner? Either way, Jones Trucking is your solution. Hauling gravel, dirt, sand, or lime while also offering dozer, backhoe, trackhoe, skid steer, and trenching services. Owners Barry and Debbie Jones can help you tackle jobs of any size. So quit putting it off and take the first step by calling Jones Trucking at 931-397-0130 today. Jones Trucking, your hauling and equipment solution, tackling projects of any size.
Welcome back to Salina for the Region 4A boys quarterfinals, where Clay County still trails. They're down by 9, 52-43, 7:27 left in this one. Bryce Bailey almost single-handedly brought Clay County back with the big shots in that quarter. He got 15 to lead the Dogs, Daniel.
One of the officials at the scores table trying to get something straight. They look into the official book just to verify some stuff. We have a score from one of the other Region 4 quarterfinals. East Robertson defeated the Gordonsville Tigers tonight 45-37. So Gordonsville season is done. East Robertson moves on to the semifinals. The Jackson County 7:30 tip. East Rob will play the winner of this contest. Foul called on Cameron Dixon. That's his fourth. Keaton Arms going to go to the free throw line. And I think he's going to shoot two. The foul was on the floor, but I think that's the 10th team foul.
I believe they signaled two
double
shots.
Double bonus now.
Yeah.
Arms extremely good from the free throw line. Let's hope Keaton can knock these down.
I want to thank the Tigers, Patrick Warren, the radio man, for sending us those scores, Daniel, back and forth. Good to have friends and colleagues in the industry.
100%.
What's the station?
The Ranch. Well, 401
The
Ranch.
401, yes.
They do a good job. I've listened to them several times. Arms misses the first free throw, misses the second free throw. Rebound Dixon. Seldom do you ever see Keaton miss two during one exchange at the line, but it did happen then. 7:10 and ticking, fourth quarter. Dixon inside, offensive foul call, and he expires. Woo! If I'm not mistaken, that's five on him. I could be wrong.
Yeah, you had him for four earlier. Not real sure what we're going to see here.
It's just his fourth, perhaps. Okay, I got excited for nothing. He's a good player. That's the only reason he's excited. Our chances are coming back are better with him on the bench.
No doubt. Dixon's played a great ball game tonight.
7:05 and ticking, fourth quarter. Clay County with the basketball. Needing points. 52-43. Here's a steal. Badgett steals a pass. Comes to the other end. Dishes to Say Assad. He misses his layup. Rebound Keaton Arms. Keaton with it. Passes to Lance Burchett. Lance across the timeline. Playing quickly all the way to the hoop. He's disrupted, though, by Avery. Arms now with it. Comes in. He misses the shot from left side. Badgett going to have his turn at the layup. He slams it home. A dunk by Badgett. 6:35 and ticking, fourth quarter. And it seems, Coach, like the faster we play, the more of an advantage it is for Novage.
Yeah, that's been the difference, the pressure of Knowledge affecting it. You know, Clay County also uncharacteristic, mixing point-blank shots. Nate Adams missing free throw line jumpers. Just can't get anything to fall. Bryce Bailey, the only one that's been true tonight, and he hasn't taken a shot here in the fourth.
11 points the difference. Tigers with the lead, 54-43. Good defense creates not a turnover, but we knock it out of bounds. Tigers are inbound from the far sideline away from us. 6:03 left in this one.
You know, 6 minutes left, Daniel. Still down by 11 at this point. You know, I think we're going to have to see the intensity pick up, and we do here on the defensive end.
Timeout taken by Coach Battle. 6:01 mark, Region 4A quarterfinal. Knowledge Academy is 54, Clay County 43.
The wait is over. You have better things to do with your time other than wait, especially when it comes to accessing your personal funds. With Card at Once from Bank of Salina, our friendly staff now has the ability to distribute fully functioning, personalized debit cards on site. No more waiting days for a card and a pen to be mailed to you. Open up an account today and walk out of our branch ready to use your money with your new debit card. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing member FDIC.
Security systems are there to keep you safe. So why do you feel robbed paying high prices each month when it comes to your security monitoring bill? With Twin Lake Security, they keep security simple with plans starting as low as $24.99 per month. Visit them online at twinlakes.net to request a free security consultation for your home or business, or visit one of their 7 local offices to learn more. TN cert number C-0026.
Welcome back to Salina. 6 minutes left in somebody's season. It's 54-43. Knowledge Academies leads Clay County, Daniel.
On the 4-4 Clay County, the Burchett brothers, Nate Adams, Bryce Bailey, and Keaton Arms. Here's a steal. Lance Burchett with it, gives to Bryce Bailey. Bailey, left side, shot up, good. 9 points the difference, 54-45. Tigers with it, struggling to get across the timeline. Badgett does so. He tries to go to the hoop. Foul's going to be on the floor against Nate Adams. Badgett, just trying to compare him to somebody as far as build goes. He's built very similarly to Grant Strong. Now,
right.
Grant's a little thicker than Badgett. Badgett's a little thinner, but same length, same type ball control.
Now,
he's not the scorer that Grant is, but very similar build to him.
No doubt. No doubt. A little bit different look to him as he comes up and down the floor, like you said, but... you know, again, the single best player we've seen this year.
That's a technical foul down there, faking you're stepping in on the foul shot.
Yeah.
That kid fakes about, he'll fake like he's going to step in and back off. That's not legal.
Badgett hits the first free throw, misses the second. 10 points the difference. 5:35 and ticking, fourth quarter. 55-45. Nate Adams with it. Gets to Bryce Bailey. Bailey well defended. Has to give off to Lance Burchett. Lance thought about a three. Drives inside instead. Floater, no good. Got his own rebound. Lance fighting here. Brings it back out top. Going to reset things. He's defended by Say Hassan. Passes over to his brother Jimmy. Jimmy inside. Dishes up to Adams. Source left block. 8 points for the difference. 55-47.
Good move. Good job.
Need to stop. Avery with it, crosses the timeline, gets to Say Hassan. He dribbles behind the back, layup, no good, rebound. Tigers, Christian Dixon picked up the loose ball. Missed an opportunity there.
Yes, we did. We had a shot at it.
4:55 and ticking. Clay down by 8. Say Hassan works against Adams. There's a steal.
And a little offset again.
Almost a steal.
Pick it up, hold it a few minutes, and look around. Don't get in too big a hurry.
Lance almost had possession of it. Couldn't hang on there. Great hustle on defense by the sophomore, though.
Yeah, Lance Burgess had a hand on about every pass here in the last two possessions.
Tigers with it. Badgett in right corner. Shot fake. Passes across to Avery. Now Dixon. Free throw range. Defending by Arms. He kicks back out to Say Hassan. Tigers in no hurry. But a steal. Bailey with it. Gets it to Arms. Keaton now with it. Who gives it to Jimmy? 4:25 and ticking. Here's the chance to cut it to 6, maybe 5. Lance Burchett, left wing.
Be patient here. We see Arms at the free throw line again.
Jimmy Burchett gives to Nate Adams. Back to Lance.
Give it to
Keaton
him.
Keaton Arms with it. Drives the right side. Gives to Nate Adams. Three-pointer right wing. No good. Rebound goes off of the Tigers. Yes. Clay County going to have the ball here. Dogs will inbound from their own baseline. Halfway through this fourth quarter, 8 points the difference. On the floor, Jimmy Burchett, Lance Burchett, Bryce Bailey, Nate Adams, Keaton Arms. Inbound to Bailey at right wing. Bryce with it. Kicks over to Nate. Nate's three-pointer left wing. No good. Rebound Christian Dixon. Dixon gives to Say Hassan. He crosses the timeline. Keaton Arms comes behind him and knocks it out of bounds.
With a burst of speed.
Yeah, Keaton can move when he wants to. As quick as anybody out there. Need a stop here. Tigers up by 8. In case you're joining late, we've said this a couple times, but Clay County led 5-0. Since that point in the first quarter, they have trailed the remainder of the game. Knowledge had a huge run. What did it get up to, 20-5 maybe?
It was 21-0 run. They led by 19 at one point.
Okay. Clay County has fouled the rest of the time to get back in it. All kinds of contact all over the place. No whistles blow. Badgett to the hoop. Gets to Dixon. And, of course, a foul called now. I can't take it. Thomas, tell me to calm down here. Keaton Arms picks up the foul.
Yeah, out in the floor, Alec Kerr just getting annihilated as he got the steal there. No call. Then we see Dixon going to the line. Arms has got four on him. A little under 4 minutes left in this ball game, and Dixon at the line. It's 55-47 at this point.
First one's away for Dixon. No good. I started to turn into a full-on fan there. That sometimes happens. I don't think it's happened yet in basketball this year, but we're just now getting down to the nitty-gritty.
We get there sometimes.
Second one's away by Dixon. It is
good.
Got
it.
Back to a 9-point game, Coach.
Yep. That nine's been hanging around all night here.
56-47. Clay Traylon. Kerr with it. Front court. To the hoop. Shots up. Good. 7-point game. 56-49. 3:25 and ticking. Fourth quarter. Neither team has a lot of timeouts left. Maybe 1 to 2 for each of the head coaches. Here's a steal. Bryce Bailey steps in front of a pass. He's into the front court. All the way to the rack. And an offensive foul called against Bryce Bailey. The feet were never set. The Tiger never was close to setting his feet.
Yeah, that was just a bang-bang play there. You got to call it one way or the other. Didn't go Clay County's way, that's for sure. Great job with the steal. Bailey, one-on-one to the hoop. Took the harm. Goes against Clay County.
Badger with it. Gives to Dixon. Dixon got a shot blocked by Bailey. Kerr with the loose ball. Here's a chance to cut it to 5. Maybe 4 if we shoot a 3. 3:05 and ticking. Kerr, left wing, gives to Adams. Now Burchett out top. Now Keaton Arms. Keaton Arms with your free throw range jumper. Let's go. 56-51. 2-possession contest. Joe Sims, GM erupts. Wants to see a turnover. Tigers with it. Sagan Sot across the timeline. His shot good. Back to 7-point game. Sagan Sot with the bucket, Thomas, and a timeout taken by Coach Battle. 2:42 left in this fourth quarter. Knowledge Academy's 58, Clay County 51. It's a full timeout. We're going to play one ad, maybe two. We'll be back.
Tri-County Electric can help make gift giving easier for any occasion. We carry surge protection along with NOAA public alert radios with SAME technology. If you don't want to pay cash, we'll be happy to let you pay over 3 months with 0% interest. Tri-County Electric also offers gift certificates that may be purchased in any amount. Gift certificates are always appreciated and they can be used on any of our products, including the electric bill. Good luck, Bulldogs, from Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
This is Chris Hicks of H&H Auto Parts, your local independently owned and operated Carquest store. I'd like to invite my fellow Clay County fans to come and check out our newly renovated building on Brown Street in Salina for all your parts needs. I think you'll be surprised by our selection because we've got you covered when it comes to all things automotive and more. Give us a call at 931-243-7278 or stop in today for deals you won't find anywhere else but right here at Carquest, the home of great people, great products, and great prices.
Back here live, 2:42 left. Clay County on the inbound. Jimmy Burchett with it. Crosses the timeline. Gives to Nate Adams. Nate into the paint. Gives to Keaton. Now Jimmy out top. Bryce left wing. 2.5 minutes left. Clay County trailing by 7. 58-51. Nate Adams baseline drive. Gives to Arms. Keaton to the hoop. Scores! 5 points the difference. 58-53. On the floor for Clay County, Alec Kerr, Jimmy Burchett, Nate Adams, Bryce Bailey, and Keaton Arms. Tigers with it. Christian Dixon in the front court. Gives to Say Assad. Both teams in the double bonus. Say Assad gets away with a travel and he scores. Took an extra step unless I'm a blind man. 2 minutes left. Clay County down by 7. Bulldogs cross the half court. Adams with it. Gives to Bailey. 3-pointer left corner. No good. Rebound Kerr. Kerr going back up. He's tied up for it.
Jump ball.
Ball. Possession arrow in favor of Knowledge. Good job by the Tiger defender.
Yeah, you bring it down, they're going to get it.
Minute 53 left, Thomas. Tiger's going to inbound here against full court pressure.
Yeah, Clay County needs a stop right here. A turnover would be even better. You're looking at a three-possession ball game at this point, Daniel.
60-53. Knowledge with it. They get across the timeline.
There
it loses it. Nate Adams comes up with it. It's 1-on-2.
Bailey's
Adams
going
to go to the rack anyway. Shot up. Good.
Bailey's hurt.
High banker off the glass. We got an official timeout for a sub.
Bailey took a shot to the high right here is what it is.
Okay. Bailey says he's good. Tells Coach Edwards I'm fine. He's going to come out for at least a play anyway. Lance Burchett checks in for him. 5 points the difference. 60-55. Minute 42 left. Knowledge going to be inbounding off to our right. Bailey on the bench now.
Got a gift on the last possession. Need it again here, Daniel. If not, you're going to have to start thinking about fouling.
Badgett on the inbound. Gets across to Avery. The sophomore guard with it. Kicks over to Christian Dixon. Back out to Badgett out top. He drives. Euro step. Floater good. They have shot well tonight.
Yeah.
Knowledge shooting well. Clay County trailing by 7. Three-pointer. Nate Adams. No good. Rebound Lance Burchett. Lance going to circle back out. He's pushed from behind by Badgett. Lance Burchett going to go to the line to shoot two. Minute 19 left. Lance could cut it to a 5-point game if he makes them both. First one's away and good. No hesitation.
You're right.
We've seen Lance in this position before in the regular season down in Jackson County. He played big late in the fourth down there. Second one's fixing to be released. It is good.
Got it.
Bailey checks back in. Lance Burchett checks out. Alec Kerr, Jimmy Burchett, Nate Adams, Bryce Bailey, Keaton Arms. Those are the five Bulldogs on the court.
You don't get a steal pretty quick, you got to start fouling, don't you think, Coach?
Alec Kerr nearly gets that steal. Minute 18 and ticking. Dogs trail by 5, and here's that foul, Thomas. It's going to be senior Carson Badgett going to the line. How many has he got on the night total, you think?
I have no idea, just to be honest with you. I haven't been able to add them up. I'd say he's close to 20 at this point. Not many of them coming from the line. I've got him marked down making one free throw tonight.
He's going to shoot two here. Double bonus.
Made that one.
That he did. Knowledge leads by 8. 63-57. Minute 16 left.
6 point lead.
Yeah. Leads by 6. Misses that free throw. Rebound Jimmy Burchett. Minute 15 left. 2-possession game. Long pass ahead to Keaton Arms. Keaton with it. Gives to Bailey. Bailey at left wing. Wanted a 3. Couldn't get it off. Passes to Burchett. Now Nate Adams. His baseline jumper no good. Just too short on that one.
Just shanked it.
1 minute left. Clay County's season hangs in the balance. They trail by 6.
Got a foul. Kerr trying to get it.
Kerr called for the foul. 51.7 seconds here. 63-57. Say Hassan at the line to shoot two. First one's away. Good.
Now, say Hassan is 3 for 3 on the night. He can shoot them.
Second one's away, also good. 8 points the difference. 51.7 seconds left. Inbounded to Burchett. Now Bailey. Now a throwaway. Sayasad comes up with it. He gives a Badgett. They're going to cue as much time as they can. Kerr going to go immediately foul. 42.4 seconds. And it's going to be sophomore guard Chris Avery, I think, going to the line to shoot two. 65-57. 8 points the difference. Time getting short.
Yeah, Daniel, I mean, you got to have a 3 on this next possession, an immediate timeout. Try to get regrouped, get the immediate steal or foul. You know, Clay County's running out of options here. But they do get the missed free throw.
Chris Avery misses the front end of his 2. Second attempt coming. It's away. No good. Rebound Jimmy Burchett. 40 seconds. Burchett across the timeline. Gives to Kerr. Alec going to step back. Fire 3. No good. Rebound Nate Adams. Put back. No good. Rebound Cameron Dixon. He gets to say a shot. He loses the handle. Scrum for the ball. Foul going to be called against Knowledge. Nate Adams going to go to the line to shoot two. 28.6 seconds left here. John Hamilton comes to the scorer's table to check back in. 8-point game, 65-57. Nate Adams at line to shoot two.
Yeah, well, you can't ask for much more there. She can get a chance at points with no time ticking away, under 30 seconds here. Nate Adams usually pretty true from the line.
Got it.
It's the first. Clay County, a 15-game winning streak coming into the night. Knowledge, a 3-game losing streak. Right now, the Tigers with this advantage late in the game. Second one was missed by Adams. Rebounded by the Tigers. Foul going to be called. 26 seconds remain. Knowledge up by 7. Nate Adams is 4th personal. Travis Campbell, a freshman, at the line shooting 2. Too strong off the back of the iron. Knowledge just tried to help us out from the free throw.
They have. You know, Clay County's had ample opportunity to climb back in this ball game. We've just seen, like we've said the entire game, uncharacteristic things from Clay County and Knowledge playing really great basketball. As soon as Clay County got it within single digits, they'd make a run, push it back out. Clay County's made a couple strikes at it, just couldn't get close enough, Daniel.
Campbell hits his second free throw. Puts the Tigers back up by 8. 26 seconds left. Clay County going to inbound here. They tried to a moment ago, but it was knocked right back out of bounds. Inbound to Hamilton. John with it. Tries to get rid of it. Nowhere to go. Now gets it back to Keaton Arms. Keaton across the half court. Gets it to Bailey. Bailey loses the handle. Bryce in the corner. Going to fire a 3. It's no good. Down to 13 seconds. A big foul. Hamilton.
I knew that was going to come before we were done.
Cameron Dixon doing a good job right there, in my opinion, of getting back up. A frustration foul on the part of John Hamilton. He fouls out with it. Just a literal football tackle to the floor of Dixon.
Yeah, just a little bit out of control, John was, as he went for the ball. Going to be an intentional foul on Clay County.
Hamilton going to expire with that foul. That's his 5th.
Guys, let me tell you something. You don't see this very often. Number 4 seed coming into a number 1 seed's home and knocking them off. And that's what we've got here in front of us tonight. Knowledge Academy's played a great contest. Clay County not their best. There's no doubt about that. But you got to give the Tigers credit.
Oh, 100%. Yeah, we bragged on the whole contest. Bragged on them in the pregame. Knew what they were capable
that's
of.
That's right.
Coach Edwards knew. He talked about it. So when he saw they were the 4 seed, he said, this is going to be a tough matchup. And obviously he knew what he was talking about. Timeout taken by Coach Edwards. Wants to talk to his guys here. Wants to make sure nothing.
Yeah. Man.
Nothing out of the ordinary happens here.
You got to lose with the same class you win.
Sometimes
that's the toughest thing in the world.
You're 100%
right.
Especially
young men.
That's what you're going to see Coach Edwards doing here. You know, guys, look, we're going to lose a class.
Pickett County winners tonight. Coach Sims just stepped up and told me so. East Robertson beat Gordonsville. Pickett beat Trousdale. And unfortunately, it's going to be Knowledge Academy advancing on after the next 12.6 seconds of game time. I suppose anything could happen, but 67-58 difference here, 9 points, and still going to have free throws coming for Knowledge, and they're going to have the basketball. Actually, they just have possession. So Clay County going to be eliminated here tonight in this Region 4A tournament in the quarterfinals. Inbound to Badgett. Coach Edwards has called off the dogs here.
It's over with.
Just impossible to change anything at this point. Knowledge Academy's full credit to head coach Carlton Battle and the Tigers as Cameron Dixon adds 2 here at the buzzer. The Clay County Bulldogs have been defeated. Their season ends here tonight at Joe Sims Gym in the Region 4A quarterfinals. Bulldog Country a bit shell-shocked. 69-58 the final. Clay County wraps up the year 24-4. We're going to come back, talk about a lot in this Farm Bureau post-game show. Stay with us here.
Coming up, the Farm Bureau post-game show here on the Horizon Sports Network. A detailed recap of tonight's games brought to you by Salina Agency Manager Daniel Burton.
Conveniently located in downtown Salina on East Lake Avenue, Salina Farm Bureau Insurance is here to help you with all your home, car, and life insurance needs.
Clay County fans, give Daniel and Melissa a call today at 931-243-3181. Not only will you find out Farm Bureau covers more homes and autos in Tennessee than any other insurance company, but also that they are the number one writer of individual life insurance policies in the state. Farm Bureau. Clay County turns to us for all their insurance needs.
Stay tuned for a wrap-up of the Bulldogs game, including final stats from analyst Thomas Weaver, the announcement of the TDS top performer by play-by-play announcer Daniel Strong and legendary Bulldog coach Thomas Watson, and much more on the Farm Bureau post-game show. All coming up after a word from our sponsors here on the Horizon Sports Network.
When there are just seconds to go and our team is down by a single point, you can be sure the coach will call for a play best designed to secure that win. A play practiced time and time again. That experience and confidence can work in your financial life too. Macon Bank and Trust invites you to share your loan needs with us today, allowing us to put our experience and winning attitude to work for you. Talk with us today. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
Security systems are there to keep you safe. So why do you feel robbed paying high prices each month when it comes to your security monitoring bill? With Twin Lake Security, they keep security simple with plans starting as low as $24.99 per month. Visit them online at twinlakes.net to request a free security consultation for your home or business, or visit one of their 7 local offices to learn more. TN cert number C-0026.
Clay County, Tennessee is a great place to live and a great place to retire. If you're a native of Clay County nearing retirement age, we hope you'll consider coming back home. The cost of living is very reasonable, and there's absolutely no better place to get away from it all. Tell your friends about us, and we urge you to visit delhollalake.org or call the Clay County Chamber of Commerce at 931-243-3338 for more details.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulders, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around. Welcome back to the Farm Bureau postgame show. Clay County eliminated here tonight in Region 4A quarterfinal action by the visiting Knowledge Academy Tigers. The number 4 seed out of District 8 came to the number 1 seed out of District 7 and pulled what we have to call an upset right here at Joe Sims Gym. Clay County now finishes their season 24-4 after that 69-58 loss tonight. We're going to go ahead and do the Bulldog wrap-up brought to you by Big Old Panels of Tennessee. After that, we'll announce the TDS top performer, and we'll talk about these four seniors, these five seniors, rather, and what they've meant to this team before we wrap this show up. Let's go ahead and do that dog wrap-up brought to us by Eco Panels of Tennessee.
You know, this thing was all Knowledge Academies early. Clay County, Bryce Bailey nailed a three. Keaton Arms got a mid-range jumper. We thought Clay County was doing just like they normally do. It was 5-0. And then Knowledge Academy ripped off 21 straight. A 21-0 run by the Tigers, and Clay County played from behind ever since then. They went up by as many as 19 to start the second quarter. Clay County showed some life at times. We cut it to 11 at the half, got it to single digits, headed into the fourth quarter. I thought that was going to be key. You had to be there. But as soon as the fourth quarter started, it was an 11-point, 12-point ball game just like that. You got to give the Tigers credit. They're a good basketball team. We responded when they needed to. They took Clay County's best shot, Coach, and proved they belong, and they upset the number one seed here out of District 7A.
You know, we kind of thought starting that fourth quarter, you know, that first play was a big-time play, and it did work out for us. And I think it just kind of set the mood because we had a chance to cut it to about 3 points there,
We did it one time, and, you know, just couldn't – again, I think you got to credit the Tigers on that. Right when Clay County would get it where they needed it, the Tigers would make a play.
Yep.
4 straight points, 6 straight points, a defensive stop, turnovers, that kind of thing. On the flip side of that, Clay County did a lot of things we haven't seen them do all year long, turning the ball over, couldn't get it up the floor, missing short jumpers, missing free throws, just a lot of things. But, again, we always credit that to defensive effort, and I think it wasn't just about the scoring for Knowledge Academies. They had a great defensive game plan, and let me tell you something, proof's in the pudding, it worked.
It did. I go back to the second quarter. First quarter, Knowledge shot it great. They had 20 what at the end of the first?
25. They were up 25-8 at the end of the first. We held them to 5 points in the second quarter.
Right.
Had a chance to get back in it. Never did.
That was the time because we held them to 5, but what did we score
just
in the 11, second?
Just 11.
You know, so we, you know, outscored by 6, but trailed so much. That second quarter was where we had the opportunity, but never could battle back enough.
After that, you go into the fourth or the third quarter. It was a track meet. Clay County outscored them 24-20. So, you know, again, there's a 10-point gain right there in two quarters. You know, that was just when you get down 19, you better get 10 back or it's going to be over.
Yeah.
You know, so, I don't know.
They had problems with our press. I didn't think that we had a really impressive press, but whatever we were doing, it was bothering them because they had a bunch of turnovers there when we threw that press first at them.
Yeah.
And they had quite a few even all the way up through the ball game, but we just could not capitalize at the right time.
Yeah.
I mean, that.
A lot of chances to grab momentum. You know, a lot of times we got excited here, this crowd was going crazy. You know, it might have been got it from double digits to single digits, but it was a great atmosphere at the time, and then Clay County just couldn't take advantage. But, again, I think you got to credit this Knowledge Academy team. Daniel, you said it. You knew how good they were. You had seen their film.
Yeah.
I'll be honest with you. I was skeptical. I thought this Clay County team could get it done no matter what. But let me tell you something.
You know,
any team to come back from a 19-point.
And like I said earlier, it's hard to predict when you have these upsets in the first round of the other district because you really, you know, this game shouldn't have been played.
True.
That's the other
thing. They had two starters out in the consolation game, you know, or they likely would have been the 3-seed. Like we said, too, and I know we're going to run through the scoring, this ain't a fluke. They're 15-8.
No, I mean that's good basketball.
And if you go through their schedule,
and
I'm not going to do it right now, but they beat some really good basketball teams this year, including one tonight. They came in here and beat a really good basketball team in Clay County.
They did, and like we talked about in the very beginning too, that league to me is about like this girls' league that we've got.
Yep.
In other words, everybody beat everybody. Mm-hmm. Anybody can beat each other on any given night. It's a pretty tough league. We talk about District 7A, District 8A. Obviously, pretty tough league this year.
Guys, if these guys hit their foul shots, they'll beat anybody they play for 20 points.
Very well could.
Yep, they could. For Knowledge Academies, led the way by Carson Badgett. He ended up with 23 on the night. Cameron Dixon had 21, and then Kevin Ciasat with 9. Chris Avery adding 3. Travis Campbell had 1, and Ari Anderson ended up with 2. So, we haven't said that many times, 2 players over 20 points for the Tigers.
Yeah, we've not broadcast a game this year that Clay County's allowed
that.
I don't know that we've had a single 20-point score.
We have not. I can almost guarantee you.
Yeah.
And since Christmas, there's nobody that's put up 20 against us. So, you know, those are 2 really good players. And it was kind of a matchup thing. You mentioned it, Badgett looking – a Grant Strong type player, a length and vertical ability out in the floor. We don't really have anybody that can guard that type of player out in the floor because Keaton Arms was busy with Cameron Dixon, who scored 21 in the paint. So, you know, it was a matchup thing. It was an athletic ability thing, and the Tigers just come in here and put it on the dogs.
They're plain and simple. That's what it is. And like we said earlier, if stats don't exist for it, but if there were stats that existed for teams that allowed a 21-0 run and still won the game, it wouldn't be very often.
No, that's not going to happen much. Lance Burchett fought his heart out down the stretch there, as did all these dogs. He came in and had 4 points tonight. Nate Adams had 9. John Hamilton, great game for him. I thought he made a big impact to kind of keep Clay County in this one. 8 points tonight. Jimmy Burchett, 3. Alec Kerr, 4. Keaton Arms finished with 14. And then Bryce Bailey, 17 points to lead the dogs and had that big third quarter. Really, the only Clay County player that had it going. You know, Bryce Bailey had it going. We just didn't. Honestly, you got to go back credit knowledge. They saw that and covered him up. Couldn't get him the ball with that defense they were playing. When he did, he knocked him down and gave Clay County a chance. Just not enough.
Well, folks, that's been the Bulldog Wrap-Up brought to you, Big Old Panels of Tennessee. Find out how to build your dream home the better way with structural insulated panels engineered as a subsidiary of Honest Abog Homes in Hermit Springs. Find out more at EcoPanelsOfTN.com. Eco Panels of Tennessee, simply a better way to build. Go ahead now and announce the TDS Cup performer from tonight's contest. Thomas, I think you were talking about him just a minute ago.
Yeah, there's no other way to go. Bryce Bailey kind of did it all for Clay County. Really the only one that kind of played within himself, I thought, here tonight. You know, when he got the shots, he knocked them down in big moments. We saw him play some defense, getting multiple steals out on the floor here to get his team going. You know, he was that body type that you had to have to go up against Badgett and some of these other players they had. So I know they ended up with big nights, but I thought defensively Bryce did a good job too. But it was the big shots to get Clay County within 5. We saw him do that with a 3-pointer. I can't track it down in my notes. It was a busy night trying to knock things down. Big going into the fourth quarter, John Hamilton had the and one, and then Bryce Bailey with a couple buckets there late. So he scored 10 of his 15 in that third quarter to give Clay County a chance. They were down by 7 headed into the fourth. So bittersweet night to be the TDS top performer. But you talk about Bryce Bailey throughout his senior campaign. We always say he's one that waited his turn, got the start this year. But, you know, he's become one of the best players on this team, night in, night out. He was your knockdown shooter. And Bryce Bailey did that for his team tonight.
Well, Bryce, he's, you know, you look at these 5 starting seniors, and the other guys are football players as well.
That's right.
And they're great basketball players, too. But, you know, this is Bryce's sports identity throughout high school, playing basketball. He was here, you know, when those guys were all still playing football, he was here with only 6 other teammates going through some practices. Mm-hmm. Everything was running through him. You know, so there's just a, I don't know, maybe a specialist for it, a little more special for him, the sport of basketball,
maybe
is perhaps, since it's the only one.
I can identify with that a little
bit.
Yeah,
just as far as, because that's it. You know, that's what he has done. So, I don't know. I'm just at a loss from the words a little bit, but he's a great basketball player. I know this has meant the world to him. He's had an outstanding career along with these other seniors, and he had a good night here tonight and his last night on Rob Edwards Court in Joe Sims Gym.
Yeah, there's no doubt about it, Daniel. Bryce Bailey, our TDS top performer tonight.
Brought to you by TDS Disposal. They serve all your waste management needs and are proud supporters of Clay County's athletes and cheerleaders. Sorry for my loss of words there. Sometimes I just can't put my thoughts together.
Well, you know, there's no we may be the guys that bring the action to you, but we're also a couple of the biggest Bulldog fans. Bulldog Nation's at a loss of words right now.
We are.
There's no doubt the expectations that have been set by the Bulldog teams in the past. Let's just face it. You know, we saw this team in Murfreesboro again this year, and that just goes. That's because of the standard that's been set by Clay County, and if they don't make it there, then it's a disappointment. To be honest with you,
it is
great careers for those seniors, but you know. So yeah, we're all at a loss for words, Daniel.
Yeah, we've got state champions on this squad amongst these seniors who departed. They'll never be forgotten here in Bulldog Country. Their season does come to an end, 24-4, the final record on the year. You know, an outstanding season that just ended before it did. I know that I've talked to Coach Sims before. his 03 team, one of the greatest teams he thought he ever had. They got put out in the region semis. It ended prematurely. They only lost two games, I think, at that point, going into that. Very similar to this year's squad. And sometimes it just happens. So we've still got the Lady Dogs, though. They're going to be playing on Monday night, 7:30 tip-off down at Jackson County High School. That's going to be a tough one as they face Coach Rogers and the Lady Buffaloes. Of course, those teams have split a pair of games this year. We'll be down there at Jackson County to call that action. But we've just been privileged to have broadcast this boys' basketball season. It's kind of sad for me to think that we're never going to get to call the names of Keaton Arms, Alec Kerr, Jimmy Burchett, John Hamilton, and Bryce Bailey again here on the Horizon Sports Network. And
yeah,
they've meant a lot to us.
No,
they have,
no.
And to all the Bulldog Nation.
There's no doubt about it, Daniel. You know, five of the great ones, you know, there's no doubt. We saw a lot of those players play throughout their careers, got to call their games. So when you spend 4 years with a lot of them, it means a lot here for the Horizon Sports Network, Horizon Sports Network and Bulldog Nation. So just five of the best.
Folks, until Monday night at 7:30 in Jackson County when the Lady Dogs try to advance through the semifinal round of the Region 4A tournament against Clark Range. For Thomas Watson and Thomas Weaver, I'm Daniel Strong. Wishing y'all a good night.